B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 2 o'clock in Philadelphia and time for the best show ever. Now, your starting lineup. Bring in the heat. Ricky. The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
Good afternoon, everybody. Football Friday here on the best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia. 610-632-0975 is the number to participate. So let's get right to our opening statements. Oh, it feels good, people. It feels damn good, people. The word of the day today is center. Because right now, Philadelphia is the center of the sports world. People are either disrespecting our players, talking about this Eagles game, disrespecting Joel Embiid, you name it. Philadelphia fans right now, all eyes are on you. And of course, we have this football game about 49 hours away. It feels so good. It's going to be a day game and not a night game. Won't be that long on Sunday. Won't be that much of a wait. Man, this Eagles 49ers game is almost here, and I can't speak for everybody in the city, but I feel great about their chances. 3-point favorites, it's going, the line's going up. Brock Purdy's still their quarterback. They got people out there doing Rocky stuff on social media. You will rue the day that you do that. You, all you 49ers fans will rue the day you decided to use Rocky when it comes to your sports team. Every time someone does that, they end up looking like a moron. Minnesota has still not recovered from when they went to the art museum steps and did that stupid skull chant. Look what happened to them since. They've been nothing but Kirk Cousins right there in the middle. Regular. Nothing special. That's what Minnesota's been. And now they're going to put Brock Purdy on the Rocky steps and release it to the world? How stupid can you be? Nothing good's going to come from San Francisco until they apologize. And that's not only them. That applies to the Warriors. That also applies to the Giants. Hell, it might even apply to the San Jose Sharks. Nothing good's going to come from you when you toil, when you mess with Rocky in the city of Philadelphia. It's always a mistake. And the other part that's a mistake is anybody out there that thinks that the Eagles are not the better team. Now, I'm a person who believes that you should be able to look at a game and tell what happens. You shouldn't need Jules Lurie's numbers and analytics in order to understand things. But there is one stat that my mind cannot shake. I can't let it go. It's been in my mind for weeks now. This Eagles front four is the best in football. This Eagles defense had generated 70 sacks this season. I know you may have heard this. If this is a review, I apologize. 70 sacks this year. The fearsome San Francisco 49ers defense generated a whopping 44. 70 to 44. I can't let that go. I can't shake it. No part of me believes that the San Francisco defense on Sunday is going to be better than this Eagles defense. No part of me believes that. None of it. Yes, they have good players. I'm not saying they stink. I'm not saying they're the Giants. All I'm saying is that the Eagles defense is going to make more plays than the 49ers defense, and they've been making more plays all season long. And the biggest illustration of that, oh, Nick Bosa. Yeah, 18 of 44. Hassan Reddick, 16 of 70. 70. Imagine if somebody came up to you talking about how great they were, and all they had in their pocket was $44. But someone else came around and they had $70. I want the person, to me, $70 feels significantly more than $44. It's disrespectful what's going out there with people chirping about this 49ers defense when Eagles defense is better. And also, we have Michael Jordan at quarterback, or as I like to say, LeBron James and Jalen Hurts, because LeBron's better. Jalen Hurts versus Brock Purdy, the quarterback matchup. Now, I know they don't play against each other directly. I recognize that it's Jalen Hurts versus the 49ers defense and Purdy versus the Eagles defense. But I just told you, I think the Eagles defense is better and is going to make more plays. And wait till we talk to Dave Zangaro later. We get some more word on what's going on with Maddox. Maybe they'll have their full defense out there. But either way, I believe that the quarterback matchup and the pressure being brought by the Eagles compared to the piddly pressure. Like, you know, 44 is like a cute little number. It's like a kid that brings home something in kindergarten. And, you know, you put it on the fridge. But you know, as soon as the kid brings something else, that thing's going to end up in the trash, because you're not going to be one of those weird parents that keeps everything, because you know your kid's not an artist. The kid's better at math. Like, he already knows his timetables, but you know he can't circle it like coloring the lines, so you kind of get it. That's what I think is cute. Like, 44 is cute. 70 is dominant. The Eagles are going to win this game.
Oh, I agree. Oh, do I agree. 70, you can abuse every offensive line if you have 70 sacks. 44 doesn't tell me you can abuse every offensive line. And there's a different group up front for this Eagles team. I don't anticipate Bosa. There might be plays made, but there's a difference between having a play made throughout an entire football game and then annihilating the opponent because of a front four. I can't see the 49ers taking over this game with their front, and that's something that they do very well. They utilize that defense to turn the football over, and I can't imagine that happening with Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson and the rest of the crew. And you hit the nail on the head with the quarterback. I feel so confident because you got the guy playing like he did prior to that injury, and it is unreal the way that his poise really does resonate with the rest of the crew. Going to A.J. Brown, I look at this and I think A.J. Brown's going to have a phenomenal day. You knew he was irritated. You know what Nick Sirianni does with his players. He's the player's coach. I'm sure him and AJ were talking all week long. Hey, man, trust me. We'll get your number called. We got you. You're going to have a big day. And plus, that's where you can expose this defense a little bit in the passing game. So I think we're going to look at AJ Brown having celebrations in that end zone all day, similar to what happened against the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's pointing at all of them and laughing. This football team's going to go out there with the link behind their back, and it's going to be so unreal. The more I think about it, all week long I kind of said, yeah, I don't know if it's going to be an easy win. It's probably going to be close. I don't know, man. When this team starts rocking, and if they play like they did last week against the Giants, albeit better talent across the way, who's going to stop them? There's no way Purdy's going to be able to make plays all over the field against this defense. He's going to have to do things that he hasn't done yet. And until I see it, I won't believe it, Ricky Bow.
Look, the Niners are flying here right now. I want to paint this picture. I tried painting this to Tyrone earlier today. Brock Purdy sitting on the plane right now. You know what's starting to happen? He's starting to sweat. Thoughts are in his mind. He's starting to see all these green jerseys coming at him while he's on the plane. Now it's a deeper sweat. All of a sudden, he's pinned deep in his own end, sacked, interceptions, fumbles. He is screwed. I mean, I'm just telling you the truth. This is how I really feel. I think especially if he gets pinned back deep in his own end, I think he's in even bigger trouble because those fans are going to be all over him from the get-go. I think that's the start. You put the two quarterbacks up there, one's not even close to the other. Jalen Hurts is a superstar. Brock Purdy is whatever you want to call him. I guess space dust on the other end. You look even further. You know what? Bosa has 18 and a half sacks out of those 44. So what are the rest of the guys doing? Thank you very much. Good point, Tyrone, right? 70 to 44? There's a little issue there, if you ask me. And I would do a little smash mouth. I would come right out, hand the ball to Mr. Sanders, go right at that line, and beat up that defensive line right away, and go for 5 or 6 yards on play number one, and then you know what I'd do? Go to number three receiver. Either Pascal or Quez Watkins. Deep. You know what you do? You open up that defense. You know why? Because that opens up holes in the defense. Even if it goes incomplete, you're going to open up holes in the defense. But I look at this whole situation. When you look at the defense, you're going to tell me, the first guy I think of is Hassan Reddick. It just sticks out to me that this guy is always in the backfield. You think about those 70 sacks, I think about him just in the backfield every single play. He will be in the backfield every play. He will disrupt Brock Purdy. And if Brock does that little turnaround, guess who's going to be standing there waiting for him. Big old number 94. And he's going to hit him hard. I think they're going to smack the Niners in the mouth early on in the ball game, and it's going to set a tone for the rest of the game. Eagles by 14.
Wow, Ricky Bo. Eagles by 14. You heard it here first. Now, Brock Purdy, I'm just thinking, he's sitting there sweating and scared. Soaked to the draws in there. There's no amount of towel. He's going to need a fresh shower. He's going to need multiple showers.
Right now he's on that plane.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, the showers didn't work for the Giants.
John, you better get an extra towel in there and put one down your pants there because he's sweating down to the draws. You know he's not going to be that afraid out there on Sunday. And if he doesn't enter the place, the link, all scared like that, the crowd's going to play a role. And don't miss me, by the way, with those Seattle fans. They're loud, but you're not afraid of them. They're not scary. Like, there's no fear factor with Seattle fans. You can sit in those stands, and you don't feel like your life's in danger. Oh, yeah, I've seen places recently. I've seen some things. There's times where you feel like, even if you're not, your life's in danger when you're dealing with Philadelphia fans. They're really tough. They're not like, you know, the West Coast is just, you know, it's just a softer area. And he's coming from a soft area, and no disrespect to the Midwest. But in Philadelphia, we had a Midwestern quarterback, didn't we? Name was Carson Wentz.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, when things started going bad, how did he react?
Not great.
Well, now you got another Midwest quarterback who's supposed to be so Purdy. And I just have a feeling that it's going to get ugly for him on Sunday. And I'm just excited for this game.
Is this a picture you're seeing, him doing that fake little I'm confident before the game, the little dance? You know he can't dance. No, you know he can't dance. He's no Jalen.
No.
You know he's going to be out there doing the old rhythm thing and thinking in the back of his mind, man, I am in trouble. He's doing that little dance. I'm in trouble. And then once those Eagles come out of the tunnel, he's going to want to run back to daddy.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about this game all day, Dave Zangaro, on the 4 o'clock hour. And another thing, we'll also defend the honor of one Joel Embiid, because he somehow is an all-star starter, even though he's now second in the MVP race for the third straight year, but he's not an all-star game starter. And we will also defend the honor of one Brad Pitt. We'll explain that later as well, because I'm telling you, I don't know if I can recover from this. But we'll be back here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 NBC Sports Philadelphia, best show ever. 610-632-0975. Today's show is brought to you by Valley Forge Tourism and Convention Board. Explore the winter wonderland that is Valley Forge and Montgomery County with campus activities, family-friendly attractions, and so much more. Plan your visit to Valley Forge and Montgomery County at valleyforge.org. And the 2 o'clock hour is brought to you by Ferguson HVAC Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Visit one of Ferguson's kind of locations in Ben Salem, King of Prussia, Penn, Saucon, or Westchester today. And now time to start the Twitter poll with Connor Thomas, who's in for Jen Scordo. What's up, Connor?
Hey, guys, how we doing today? Another guy's
fantastic
day on the best show ever.
Another guy's day.
Yes, our Twitter poll today. Which of the following options will make the biggest impact in Sunday's NFC Championship game? Your options, Jalen Hurts, the Eagles defense, Brock Purdy, or the 49ers defense? And off the bat, 49% saying Hurts, 42% saying the Eagles defense. So only 4% for Purdy and 5% for the 49ers D. It looks like everyone's pretty confident about the Birds.
As they should be. As they should be. Thank you, Connor. Yeah. If you have the better quarterback, and in my opinion, the better defense, I think more often than not, you're going to win the game. Now, that doesn't mean that the 49ers defense is bad. It might be the second best. But when it comes to getting after the quarterback, the Eagles are better than everybody, and 49ers are tied for 10th.
What about coaching? This one gets interesting.
Yeah, I think Shanahan's overrated. I've always thought that.
I think Sirianni and Steichen together is better than Shanahan. I like D'Amico Ryans more than I like Gannon. But I know, yes, I'm a biased anti-Gannon guy for majority of the tenure.
But also, I think the Eagles have better players.
Roster.
That I agree
they
with.
Have better players. So maybe if D'Amico Ryans was the defensive coordinator of this defense with these players, maybe they would have got 71 sacks. I don't know. But maybe if Gannon was a 49ers defensive coordinator, maybe they would have got 43. But all I know is, as is, the Eagles players-coach combination scares the quarterback more. And I think at the end of the day, the games are going to be about the the game is going to be about the quarterbacks.
Absolutely. No
and
doubt about
depth,
it.
Depth, too. I think defensively, I mean, you look at, you have Sue in the middle you could throw in there. You have Linval Joseph you throw in there. It's giving Cox some time off. I think the depth really kind of plays a role, especially in a game like this where you want everybody fresh in and out. I mean, you're going to have players coming at 100% every single play.
Yes. Yes. And they're going to be nice and fresh and a rookie quarterback. But yeah, Shanahan, I think, is overrated because people decided he was a darling. Where's all the hardware? No, he's been coaching for a while now, including when he was the offensive coordinator. Where are the victories? Where are the Super Bowl trophies?
It seems like he can get to a certain point, and now he's trying to figure out how to get that last finish.
I can tell you how you do that there. I'll give him some free advice. Have a great player. Like, how'd your dad win? Your dad won because he got John Elway and Terrell Davis. That's how he won. You know how you'll win? Actually get good players at the quarterback spot and stop making it about you. But at the end of the day, his offense is about him, not about the team. It's all for analytics guys and for film guys to go, look how pretty this play is. It's not just my player is better than your player. And that's what holds him back.
I think you made a really good point. I mean, if they had Tom Brady or they had Aaron Rodgers behind center, we would not be talking the way we're talking right
Absolutely
now.
Absolutely not.
No, and Sirianni does a great job of coaching to the player's strengths. This
right.
is what they're good at. Let's incorporate an offense so we can get everybody rolling. He's more, this is what I like to do, so we're going to run this style.
And I'm surely smarter than everybody. Just ask all the people that tell me how smart I am. But we've seen that in Philadelphia. Doug Peterson used to smack around that fraud out there in L.A. Smack him around. Oh, he's the boy wonder. And then he would go against Doug Visor Peterson, and Doug would smack him around. Because at the end of the day, as good as the coaching matters. Coaching matters. But if you have better players, it's easy to be a coach.
They are the Jared Goff Rams.
There it is. Close,
I mean, they're very close. They need that over the edge. What, they brought in Matthew Stafford.
Boom.
Everything falls into place.
Because,
and then they fell off the top of the ledge.
He got hurt, and they had a lot of cap issues. But the quarterback, and I don't care. That's why they got Trey Lance. Now, it's not Shanahan's fault that Trey Lance broke his ankles. That's not. But then go back to Jimmy G. And we know he doesn't know how to live. So, you know, that was established earlier this week. So, I just think the Eagles are going to win. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's see what the people think about this game. David and King of Prussia, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I have actually two questions for you guys. One, are you at all fearful of Shanahan potentially running circles around Jonathan Gannon?
No.
I used to have that nervousness about Gannon, but at the end of the day, I think he's shown enough for us to at least give him the respect to feel confident about him.
And then, two, are you afraid of how often we run the RPOs? Are you afraid that potentially the 49ers speed up front?
They're bad against RPOs.
Mean that Jalen Hurts speed and, you know, the slant right over the middle.
Nick Bosa, their best defensive player, is ranked like 122nd in the league against the RPO. He's terrible.
And they really haven't faced a really good quarterback with an RPO.
Yeah, they don't. They're bad against that. So no, they should be concerned about the RPO, not the Eagles. That's one of the things that the Niners don't do well.
Right. Yeah. Because I'm not afraid of Brock Purdy. I'm not scared of the weapons either. With Maddox back, I think we're going to win. Just some minor things I'm afraid of, I guess you could say.
Right, but what I'm saying is, where did the RPO thing come from? Like, why are you afraid of that?
Well, the 49ers linebackers are really, really good over the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And
so, but you do agree, if you get to the linebackers, that means you got to the second level, right?
Yeah.
So that means you got 4 or 5 yards.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, thanks for the call. The linebackers are good. 49ers have a good defense. They don't stink. It's just that actually the RPO is one of the places they struggle. Also, one of the better ways, there's a couple ways to go at guys that flow really good. You confuse them or go straight at them. RPO makes those guys think. So while they might flow to the ball quickly, they might flow the wrong way as well, and then cutback lanes are available. So there's a lot of things they have to do. And if they keep their gap discipline, then they're not moving fast. It makes guys make choices and think rather than just be able to go. And against a team like Dallas, they were able to just go straight ahead because Dallas doesn't do anything to fool you. That's why the offensive coordinator may get fired solely because the quarterback stumped. But I'll blame him. But the offensive coordinator may get fired because they didn't have any elements to confuse San Francisco. The Eagles have a lot of things that can slow San Francisco's fast defense down schematically. And we've seen it all year long.
Absolutely. That's why I have a lot of faith in this coaching staff. We can acknowledge their strengths, right?
Yeah,
the 49ers,
good.
The linebackers are great. Mm-hmm. But then I look at Nick Sirianni and Steichen and go, I have a lot of faith for you to know what you can do to kind of counterbalance how good they are in that area.
Right.
Especially with the way Jalen Hurts has been playing. I mean, the dude, he's such an intelligent player when he has the football in his hands. I know he can make the right plays more times than not.
Well, I think when you look at the offense, I think they're going to try to exploit the linebackers. Maybe the like you said, if they overplay a play, then you're going to be able to cut back. If they stay in their holes, then maybe the play's already by them by the time they cut off one of those openings. So you got to look at it this way. When you have so many weapons out of one guy's hands, and I'm talking about Jalen Hurts, I mean, run pass RPOs. I mean, there's everything that they could possibly do. They're running three plays at once, really.
Yep.
And you can't control them all. I think that's the way you have to really look at attacking a defense. And the defense has to make a decision immediately. So one guy has to make a decision. If the other guy doesn't make the right decision with him, then the defense has problems.
610-632-0975. We'll get to more of your phone calls on the other side here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Best show ever, 610-632-0975. Boy, we'll get back to the phones in just a moment, but we just got a little bit of Eagles-related non-roster. We found out the anthem singer for Sunday, and it is one Anita Baker.
Wow.
In honor of what Jalen Hurts. So you know what that means, Connor. You got to pick something and play for the people that are not familiar with Anita Baker. Play a little bit for us.
Jalen's on the sidelines. Eyes are closed.
Oh, he's
jamming.
Holding the helmet.
Mm-hmm. You might put the helmet on.
Ooh.
Get yourself fully ready. Be the best anthem in the history of the world.
For Jalen, it will be.
You kidding me?
I can't believe you. It's phenomenal.
Are you kidding me?
The fact that this is his go-to is just incredible.
It almost feels unfair.
Who like, called it?
It almost feels unfair.
It does.
Who do you think called this one in?
Well,
I think it was Howie, your boy Howie.
Hear me out. If I told you I listen to this, not as cool as if Jalen Hurts says I listen to this.
I disagree. If you listen to Anita Baker, you're cool.
She's good.
Yeah.
Always been good.
This is fantastic, but there's just something about him listening to that music that just hits a different way.
Well, because you
relaxing.
Know, because what he's doing, you see, he's a self-motivated person. Other people are listening to things to get themselves up. He's already up. Like, when I listen...
His adrenaline rush.
That's his adrenaline rush. It's one of the only things that Jalen Hurts and I have in common, is that, like, when I would put together a music mix when I was running, now I just run without... I use it for, like, a mental break, so I don't listen to anything. I'm just out there.
Wow.
But when I would do the music, it wouldn't be a lot of fast music because I'm a self-motivated person. I don't need a pep talk. So I would just listen to songs I like. So it might be Prince. It might be Anita Baker. It might be Drake or Kendrick or somebody like that, but it just as well might be Teddy Pendergrass. I don't need that kind of stuff. I think when you're wired a certain way like that guy is, that this is what gets him where he needs to be. Because he probably needs to bring himself down.
Yeah.
Because he's so up there. That's going to be, I'm telling you, she's going to sing
it. Is he going to cry?
I don't know. Nah, not after the game,
dude,
he will.
Come on.
He might tear up.
But there's going to be people in the crowd that's going to cry.
He's going to throw for 400 yards, and most people would go back and look at the sick throws. He's going to go back to watch the national anthem.
Oh, yeah. And say, this is going to be right up there with the Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock. It's going to be up there with Marvin Gaye at the All-Star Game with the sunglasses. It's going to be a legendary anthem to set the tone for a legendary day of Eagles football.
Did this show have something to do with that?
It didn't hurt.
Did we bring her in?
It didn't hurt. It didn't hurt. How many sports shows in the nation were playing Anita Baker?
None.
Yeah, yeah. So it absolutely played a role.
See that?
Absolutely. And does it have when I added that to the folder? Does it say it in the computer?
Oh, the date.
Oh, when?
The date.
Let me find it.
That had to be a while ago. And this isn't like something I added this week.
No.
No, you had this
plan. That's what I'm saying. I had this plan for a little while.
December 19th.
There you go.
See, come on. It's
over a month.
I'm saying we get ahead of things around here. We get ahead of things.
See what happens when you're king of the football universe? You just kind of say something and you get it.
Boom. And she's been rooting for the Eagles, so you know they're going to put her in a nice suite.
Oh, yeah. Man. She's going to have good seats.
You know, I really wish I could.
Good food, good drink, right next to Howie
Baker. I would love to. I got a watch party I got to go to. Is there time for me to get to the stadium, meet Miss Baker, the songstress, and then get out to Westchester for the watch party?
Ooh.
Might be a tough thing, but I really would like to meet Anita Baker. If you're around, Anita, 610-632-0975, we would love to talk to you. It'd be an honor to speak to you. I grew up on your music. All right, back to the foes. I'm just telling you, Eagle, I don't know. I thought 14, maybe that's not enough. I'm so excited. Steve in Wilkes-Barre, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Steve.
Good afternoon, guys, and as always, thanks for taking my call. And this is going to go real quicker because I know I'm going to let it so much time. And we're going to take the emotions out of it. And maybe five facts on why Purdomania and this winning streak of theirs is coming to an end come Sunday. Five facts, I'm going to go real fast. Fact one, to win a championship, most of the times, you need a really good up front. Our offensive line is better than their defensive line is, and vice versa. Our defensive line is better than their offensive line. That's a fact. Fact two, we're better wide receivers. All right? Fact three, we got a better quarterback. Fact four, they have a better running back, but we have a better overall running game. Fact five, they're susceptible to the long pass down the middle. I see either Avante or AJ getting at least two touchdowns in the end zone. Clock runs out, scoreboard be 0, 24-13. We're Super Bowl bound, buddy. Woo!
I love it. Now, to your point of being able to attack their defense with the pass game, so in the regular season, Purdy averaged 6.6 air yards per target, which was 33 of 37 that qualify. They're not
throwing the ball down.
And that's my point, is you're going to have, for them to win, they're going to need to do more than what he has given the 49ers.
I said it yesterday. I showed you the stat a little while ago. They're first in the Niners are first in the league with yards after catch. Make your tackles, they're not going anywhere. I mean, reality, right? 3-yard, 4-yard pass. It's not doing you any good if your receivers or your running backs aren't getting extra.
Yeah, I don't think that will be. If that's the case.
It was 96.6.
Yeah, if that's the case, I'd find it hard to believe that they're going to be able to dink and dunk and do that and destroy this team. I just don't think that's going to happen. Yeah, we've seen
they cannot. I think Tyrone said it yesterday. They cannot destroy the Eagles.
Well, we've seen every team try and do that since Washington, and no one's been able to duplicate it.
Because it was a fluky night. It was a fluky
situation.
There
was a lot that went on.
Yeah, a lot of fluky stuff. And it was just one of those fluky nights. I mean, fluky things could happen. But I'm saying the Eagles winning would not be fluky at all. I think the 49ers would need some form of fluke effect to win the game on the road. Now, this game was in San Francisco. Different deal because the quarterback would be much more comfortable.
Yeah.
Going across the country this way, I think, and having a rookie quarterback is just, to me, such a huge advantage for the Eagles.
I think it's about as simple as you can. Hold on to the football. And there won't be many problems in this game.
Yep, because you're not afraid to punt to them. If you go 3 and out because their defense is good, You punt and make Brock Purdy drive the whole field against this defense.
I want them pinned so bad early in the game because you know the frenzied fans will be nuts.
They're in the silent count up. You get a false start. You get an illegal motion.
And I heard something else. We haven't really brought this up, but Kyle Shanahan is in his ear constantly.
Yeah.
So if this crowd is that loud, he's not going to be able to communicate as well.
Yeah, so
I don't care who you are. You can put your hands over your ears as much as you want. You can't hear that great if the outer sound is so loud.
Yep,
telling you, the fans could screw things up for them big time.
Also, if there was happened to be a Patriots-style issue with the communication systems in the helmets, it'd be advantage Eagles. If
what the hell? The water went out last week, right?
That's happened countless times up there in Foxborough.
Or Jalen Hurts' helmet just plays Anita Baker the whole game.
He's going to know to play. He's going
sweet
to know
love
to
as
play.
As he's throwing a touchdown pass.
That's right. That's right. Jose in Gilbertsville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jose?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing today, man?
Look, good, man. How are you?
I am not concerned about Brock Purdy coming into our house and doing any damage to us. These Niner fans that are coming into our city and into our stadium are going to realize they're in a world of hurt. The crowd is going to be so loud that Brock Purdy is not going to know what to do, and it's going to come down to quarterback play, and I think we have the best quarterback for the situation to win this game, take us to the Super Bowl, baby. That's it. That's all that needs to happen.
Yeah, they got to do a little bit more than that, but yeah, they don't need a whole lot because they're the better team. Just show up and play their game.
This is my take. I say if Jalen Hurts does what he needs to do to win us this game, our defense steps up. I think it's going to be a close game. I say 27-13 Birds. Jalen,
hold on. When is 27-13 been a close game?
Well, it's going to be close third quarter, and then we're going to dominate after that.
No. What it is. Because of the Giants game being 38-7, anything less than 30 for fans feels like it's close. 27-14, or what score you said, 27-14, right?
27-14.
Yeah, that's domination. And I'm not saying they won't do it, but remember, the point spread's 3. You win by 13, you control the game. Which I'm not saying wrong. I'm just saying 27-13 is not close.
I want domination from start to finish like we did with the Giants. Put our foot on their throat and don't let off till the game is over.
Well, that's what they're going to do. That's absolutely what they're going to do. Thanks for the call, Jose. They're going to be on it. 610-632-0975. Maurice in West Oak Lane, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, what's going on, man? What's going on?
How you doing?
Oh, man, feeling like a villain, man. Just looking at all the ways.
You're a little muffled there, Maurice.
Hold on real quick. Is this better?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm just really count the ways we could win this. And I guess even though we're kind of for the most part, evenly matched across the board, when I look at the quarterback, the main thing that I think of is adversity. Like, did we think Jalen was going to be a top five quarterback going into the season?
I didn't personally, no.
Well, no reason. There are people who just blindly rooted, but no reasonable people thought that now.
Yeah, and that's because we've seen how he had his struggles the first two seasons. And even in this season, when he's a MVP candidate, he had his struggles. He had lost at least one game. And, you know, with that,
he has had his struggles this year.
Yeah, and Purdy, he hasn't really hit that wall yet. He hasn't had any struggles. Where Jalen, he's already had his adversity. So if he has any struggles, it'll just be a thing that how is Purdy going to react when he actually hits a struggle? So that's where I'm going with. They never seen a defense like ours. There hasn't been a defense like ours in quite some time, like 70 sacks. Like, how is Purdy going to react?
It's been decades since there's been a defense this ferocious when it comes to getting to the quarterback. Decades.
Yeah, and Purdy, everything, for the most part, after he stepped up, everything they handed to him is silver pattern. So how are they going to react to that? So that's why, you know, I think at the end of the day, it's going to be a relatively close game. It's going to be 38-14. That's pretty much where I'm at with it.
Well, thanks for the call, Maurice. Now,
what?
This is what we keep getting. Now, I don't know what has happened. 38-14 is not a relatively close game.
He had to be joking after that last caller, right?
No, that
couldn't have been a real...
Did that sound like a joke to you?
Come on.
Connor, welcome to the best show ever.
It's a 24-point okay. game.
A lot of swag and bad math around here. That's what we're about.
Hey, listen, that works for me. I'm a swag bag bad math guy.
So Jimmy Kemsky put this out.
Yeah.
So one of the things we brought up was our O-line and Bosa. And look, Bosa is going to make plays. He's a good player.
Yeah.
But when you look at throughout the season and some of his sacks, just what he went up against, six backups, two rookies, some coverage sacks in there. My point is, I can't relate all of his numbers and backups and rookies to what he's about to witness on Sunday.
Right.
It's just hard for me to see that same thing just duplicated against this offensive line.
That's right.
It's hard for me to fathom, that's all.
It's a different level. Like somebody's trying to use an analytic. Oh, the Eagles leave their people on an island. Here it is. They got a chart where the Eagles give their tackles less help than any other team in the whole NFL. And of the teams remaining, the Chiefs give the most help, followed by the 49ers, Bengals, and then there's a bunch of teams, and the Eagles don't really give their tackles help. And they say you got to watch out for the fearsome, quote, I want to make sure, fearsome 49ers defensive line. I'm not even saying it's not fearsome at all. And my response is, or they leave them on islands because they're good. And the opponent doesn't
matter. Who gets by? Lane Johnson.
No, well, he hasn't given up a sack since 2020.
He doesn't give up anything.
He hasn't given up a sack since 2020. Also,
you just said that casually, by the way.
Yeah, 2020 was the last time.
That's
he gave
a joke.
Up a sack. 2020.
That's a joke.
Yeah, and
it's not a joke, but it's a joke.
And also, just so we're clear, Eagles had 70 sacks. 49ers 44. I'm not saying that the 49ers aren't fearsome, but if they're fearsome, what's the word? What word are we supposed to use for the Eagles' defensive line?
Terrifying.
Terrifying.
Gotta be.
I would say dominating.
Well, I don't know what's it's fearsome or dominating. I don't know what it has to be a larger number than fearsome. We'll think about it. Kick it around.
Workshop it.
Yeah, that's all we got to do. A little workshop. Now we have Tyrone and Mount Airy, who's either not an Eagles fan or is just a scary cat.
Which would be bad for the brand.
Yeah, so because I can't have soft Tyrones out there. But let's see what's going on here, Tyrone and Mount Airy. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, guys? First of all, I want to say I listen to your show every day.
Thank you.
Great listen to while I'm at work.
Thank you.
First thing first, I'm a retired professional boxer, so I'm not a scary cat, so we can cut that right there.
Well, that doesn't mean you don't watch Sports Scare.
Like, no,
I believe you can beat me up in a fight, but you might be scared to death watching the game.
No, not at all. I just want to say this. I just want to hear y'all feedback on this. Big Eagles fan, but all week I feel like it's too much confidence. And it's good to have a lot of confidence, but it's a team game. And I think that people are overlooking the fact that San Fran is on a 12-game winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense is good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like all the numbers is great. 70 sacks and all that other
stuff. Well, that's not really numbers, though.
Wait. I think Jalen Hurts should be the MVP. So I'm an Eagle guy, but I just don't like the, we're going to, you know, I think Ricky Bowe said they're going to win by 10 or something.
14.
14. 14.
Huh?
14.
I ain't hear you. I'm sorry.
14.
Oh, 14. No, hell no.
Why would 28-14 be so crazy to you, for example? Why is that crazy to you?
What makes y'all think that San Fran don't stand a chance, though?
We're not saying they don't stand a chance.
We said they're much better than the Giants. We're saying the Eagles are better than them and at home.
What if the Eagles put up a dud on Sunday? Then what?
Well, then what if San Francisco puts up a dud?
Tyrone, you said we're overconfident. Imagine going into the boxing ring not overconfident. You'd probably get your ass whooped. You got to have that swag going out there on the field.
I absolutely agree with you, but boxing is a one man. I can't blame nobody in the boxing ring. It's just me in there. Football is a team sport. That's the difference.
Right, so what I'm saying is, what about the Eagles team has you shook?
No, nothing has me shook. Like I said, I'm a huge Eagles fan.
No, no, I'm not questioning your fandom. What I'm saying is, we're saying is that the Eagles roster is better than the 49ers roster.
What?
We put in that dud. If a dud happens, then a dud happens.
What aspect do you see that the Niners have over the Eagles right now?
Right.
I don't see nothing that the Niners have over the Eagles. So I want to make that clear.
Okay.
What I'm saying is I feel like people are undermining the fact that they are on a 12-game winning streak, and that's a hell of a football team.
Okay.
So I bet my district manager 200 to 100 on a game because I think the Eagles going to win. But I just want people to be realistic, man. It's not going to be no wipeout. It's not going to be no blowout.
I don't think 14 is necessarily a wipeout.
That's what I'm saying. Thanks for the call. That's why I said, why would 28-14 be crazy?
I had 24-10. So okay. It's not like.
Yeah, that's not
I just
crazy.
Don't know if Brock Purdy could move that offense.
Right. Now, if McCaffrey, who has some great game.
That could turn things.
That could turn things. The Eagles could lose. We just don't think they will lose. Any team could have a dud at the worst moment. Of course, that will speak to the coaching staff and the quarterback. If this team just lays an egg, like Tyrone just laid out, that will speak to the leadership from the coaches, the quarterback, and the veterans. You can't lay an egg in the NFC Championship game. Like, if the other team, you play well and the other team just beat you, that's different. But if they just stink, that's going to speak to Kelsey, Lane Johnson, Jalen Hurts, Sirianni, for not getting those guys ready to play. I think the Eagles are going to be ready to play. And if they're ready to play, I think they're better. Now, the 49ers are way better than the Giants. And that's why we've reacted negatively to some of these. This will be fairly close, 38-14. That's not fairly close. That's almost the same as last week.
24-10 could be 17-10, and then right. In the fourth quarter.
Right.
Yeah.
This 49ers, that fearsome defense, needs to get off the field, and instead you get a seven-minute drive from the Eagles that puts the game away. That's not crazy.
There are games that are 14-point games that aren't blowouts.
Right.
The games are close to the end, and then all of a sudden one play goes the wrong direction or the right direction.
Right.
I mean, it's that simple.
You throw a slant to A.J. Brown, the safety falls down. He takes it to the house.
Yep.
Now your seven-point game that was a nail-biter is now 14 points in your company.
And that's with a minute 40 left, all of a sudden interception because they're just trying to throw the ball downfield. Sit on the ball, game over.
That happens all the time. We're saying the Eagles, just so we're clear, we think the Eagles are better, and we know, like that's an opinion, we know they're at home, and we know that our quarterback was an MVP candidate, and their quarterback is literally a rookie.
But we also know they have weapons.
Yeah, they have
weapons.
The
Niners have weapons, there's no doubt about it. With Kittle, McCaffrey, Ayuk, Samuel, you can go up and down the lineup. But can this quarterback get it done?
And I don't believe he's ready to get it done. And I'm not sure if he ever will be ready, but I don't. But maybe next year he's ready. I don't think he's ready in like about 47 hours. 48 hours. I don't think he'll be ready in 48 hours. Maybe in 48 days he'd be ready. That does them no good. 610-632-0975. More coming in the 3 o'clock hour about this football game. More, the songstress is going to be in town. I'm so excited. I'm telling you, this is going to be a special weekend here on 97.5 The Fanatic NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic NBC Sports Philadelphia. Best show ever. 610-632-0975. 3 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Corpolis Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays. Every bit as good. Word of the day is center because Philadelphia, the center of the sports universe. And we might as well get used to it because this is not going to be a one-time type of thing with all of our sports teams. Now, there are people on social media that are saying, you guys should calm down because you're saying that the Eagles are going to win. No, I'm not going to calm down. I think the Eagles are going to win. And here's the thing. How I'll handle this if the Eagles were to happen to lose. I'll be upset, and the sun will rise, and I'll keep moving on. Has nothing bad ever happened to people in their lives to where if they actually believe in their football team and they were happen to lose, that they would just not recover? Now, we always say it feels like you won't recover, but, like, think back to were none of you ever in middle school? Think back to when you were in middle school and it was the first girl or guy that you ever liked in your life. The first one that you liked that didn't like you back. And if I think about that feeling at that time, it felt like the worst thing in the world, and the world was literally going to end. And guess what happened? You just live on. You just keep on going. I think the Eagles are going to win. Hunter, you think they're going to win?
Oh, yeah.
Ricky, you think they're going to win?
Yeah, I do.
Connor, do you think they're going to win?
I do, but now I'm stuck on my middle school crush. That's hurt me a little bit, but the Eagles are going to win.
Yeah, mine was so bad that she took my football photo and put it in a chocolate milk and threw it in the trash.
Wow.
That was real hate.
What did you do?
Well,
What could you do?
No, what did you do to deserve that?
Nothing.
Oh.
No, this is before I did things.
Okay.
That might have changed the trajectory of my life, where it's like, you know.
She did that for no reason?
Yeah.
And she was your crush.
You remember her name?
Yeah, I can't say it.
I know.
She lives in the area.
I know. Yeah, I'm just curious. If it was
somebody who wasn't around, I'd say the name. This could get back to the person.
Yeah.
Because after that, we were cool.
You
stayed at school all the way through.
Oh, so you did the whole, okay, I forgive you.
No.
Come on.
He said we were cool.
You've met Tyrone Johnson before, right?
Yeah, but you said we were cool. That's honestly why I was stunned.
Come on.
There was other girls. Okay. Get over it. Like, I'm going to still be mad at junior prom. I'm going to still be mad at senior prom when I'm with a different girl. Like,
but you don't forget. Like, you know,
I remember,
you know,
right?
It's there,
but,
yeah, right.
So I'm saying, but like, nah, I, it was whatever.
Okay.
I was 11. Like, I'm still be like, I was 11. You can't stay mad forever.
I don't know. Some people do. But to your point,
yes.
Eagles fans, when Andy Reid and McNabb and they couldn't get it done, I'm sure at that point they would think, I can't get over this. Now look at us. I mean, you're in a possible another Super Bowl after winning one in 17. So. You know, you will get over it. And you're right. We experience the same thing with the Phillies. We joke around, we'll never get over it. We still think about game four, game five. But eventually.
I don't think Tyrone and I were really joking around about that.
No, I'm really crushed from that. But
help me out.
You need to win a World Series.
The Eagles, what I'm saying is the healing will come, and then Trey Turner helps with the healing. What I'm saying is that you can't be afraid to extend yourself and believe in your football team that has done nothing. What have the Eagles done to make you have doubt other than win damn near every week? The last 20 games that Jalen Hurts has played, including the postseason, he's 18-2. And I'm supposed to not believe in that guy? I'm sorry. I think the ones that are doubting the Eagles, you're the ones with the problem. I think we got it right. This Eagles team has shown up and shown improved week after week after week that they're the best team in the league.
Maybe you just ask the people, who would you bet on?
Well, they're all going to say,
"Who would you bet on?"
What are Eagles fans? But they're like, "Oh, what do you know? You act like I don't act like anything. I act like my team's really good because it's been really good, and I'm going to continue to think my team is really good until they show me they're not really."
It's the NFC Championship game. If you don't believe in your team, if you're a 49ers fan, you should believe that the 49ers should win the game. I mean, it's just you're in the NFC Championship game where you're playing other good teams. If you don't believe in your team now, then what's the point of being a fan of your team?
Well, they're video yearbook fans. They want to sit and after the season's over, if something good happens, they want to watch it back and enjoy it then. You know what's better than the video yearbook? Enjoying it live while your team's actually accomplishing something.
You're absolutely right.
People close their eyes through it.
Yeah.
Like right now, they want to close their eyes through it and get it over with, and all of a sudden it's a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I guess it's a little different with the Phillies because you know how much better Houston was than you, and it was somewhat of a miracle journey. There's always differences.
Still, you up 2-1. You got to win.
Yeah, they put themselves in too good of a spot.
I'm with you. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying with the Eagles being the number one seed with the bye, it's a little different. It's like we're Houston now.
Right. I completely agree. Real fast, we're going back to the phones, but the ESPN FPI, their analytical situation, for those that need the analytics, they think, first of all, there are two analytics people, picked the Eagles 27-24 and 24-16, by the way. So both of them picked the Eagles. Their FPI says 65% of the time, not 51% of the time, 65.3 to be exact percent of the time, the Eagles will win the game by an average of 4.5 points. That's what they say. On the AFC side, just to give you a comparison, that they think that the Chiefs are going to win. One thinks the Bengals, just analytics people. One thinks the Bengals win 27-20. One thinks the Chiefs wins 31-30. So both of them calling for either a much closer, different type of situation. Their computer monitor thinks KC wins 65.5% of the time and by an average of 4.6 points. So Eagles by 4.5, Chiefs by 4.6, according
to the
computers.
That's unbelievable.
Just to give you an idea of what the analytics, what the computers are saying. So the people think the Eagles are going to win, the bettors think the Eagles are going to win, and the computers think that the Eagles are going to win the game. I'm sorry, I'm going to be confident until they show me, give me a reason to not be. And my quarterback's
15-1. We can be as confident as we want.
Right.
I don't understand that. We're not the ones playing in the game.
Right. And I'm not, you know what I'm setting people up for? A party. I'm sorry, I'm trying to set you up for a party. It's like you tell a guy to take off that high karate. Like, because high karate's an old scent.
He was still wearing high karate. That's what I'm saying. That's what my dad, that's what I'm saying.
It's high karate.
Oh, you got a good
one. Oh, yeah. They had a red suit and a blue suit and a green suit, right? And a black one.
Yeah, and a black one. And the guy was literally doing karate on the bottle.
Hell
and,
yeah.
And in the commercials back in the day, my dad told, there would be a guy like doing a stereotypical karate stance.
It's a cologne. It's a cologne. Or an aftershave. I don't even know which one it was, actually.
You better put on some Sex Panther instead and come on out here.
I can't smell, but I don't think karate is something that would smell good. I don't know.
Well, you put it out afterwards to get rid of the stink.
That's right.
Okay.
That's what you need to be doing, walk around shirtless all the time. Put
Stop.
All right, back to the phones. Lewis in Pottstown, you're a 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Lewis?
You, what's going on, fellas?
Good, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to highlight y'all real quick. Who did the Eagles play this season that was terrorizing?
Well, who did they play that were terrorizing? I don't know. The Eagles did have the best record against teams over 500 in the NFL.
Yeah, but, I mean,
They're 10th. Hold on. They're 10th. They're tied for 10th in sacks. I can bring up the list. The Eagles did play
some. I heard y'all with the sacks. They got 70-some sacks, and that's
great. No.
Those are coverage sacks.
Okay, well, right. So, is those guys not going to be covering in this game?
I mean, they can
Lewis. No, because you're not Eagles fans.
Of course they're going to be covering that. Like, I get it.
So then go ahead.
Right. So now, I'm just going to ask you, who has more pressure on them quarterback-wise?
Brock Purdy has a lot more. He's on the road in the NFC Championship game with lesser personnel.
Brock has more playoff wins.
He's got two wins on the road. Two of those wins were on the road.
They were at home. They were at home.
When your quarterback
I'm just saying in general.
Win or lose?
He went on the road and lost, and your quarterback got to play at home and won.
Right. He hasn't played a road playoff game yet. He hasn't played a road playoff game yet.
Okay, real quick, because I don't know how much time I got. Real quick. You guys think Philly is louder than Seattle twice?
It's scarier.
In the NFC Championship game? Yeah,
also,
in the NFC Championship
also,
game.
As you laugh, Lewis, just so you know, as far as fearsome, you had 44 sacks, which is nice and cute. You know who the Eagles beat this year
who had more takeaways? Who has more takeaways?
Just so you know who they played. They played Dallas twice. Dallas had 54 sacks. You're 44. Okay. They played Dallas twice. They played the Saints this year. They had 48 sacks. They played.
And y'all barely
wait a minute. They played the Colts, who tied you guys. They beat the Colts,
and y'all
too.
Barely beat them.
Washington had one less. They beat them. They played the Giants, who had 41 to your 44. They beat them three times. They beat them three times. The Giants had 41 sacks. You guys had 44. The Eagles.
Did you guys play like Baltimore, Cincinnati?
Wait a minute. Did you guys play them?
We played Kansas City and we got smacked up. But guess what? Look at the difference since that game. Look at the difference.
You played the Rams. Are they good?
Terrible.
You played.
Come on, I didn't say the Rams.
You played Arizona. Are they good?
Terrible.
We played the Chargers.
You played Tampa Bay. Were they good?
Let me ask you this, Lewis, because you said our quarterback.
You played Jacksonville was a playoff team.
The Texans. Jacksonville. The Texans.
Lewis, you said that our quarterback hasn't won. Lewis, you said our quarterback hasn't won a playoff game yet.
I'm saying Jalen Hurts.
Hold on.
You guys beat the Broncos, the terrible Broncos. You beat them 11-10.
You guys have. Your quarterback has more pressure to win.
Wait, you lost? Wait a minute. You guys lost to Denver 11-10? And you're calling here with the chest puffy? Maybe you should humble yourself, Lewis. You're not Louis Pasteur. You're not even a good Lewis. You're not even a good Lewis.
Not Louis Armstrong.
Not Louis Armstrong. You're not a good Lewis.
If Jalen Hurts, my point was, before I kept rambling on, if Jalen Hurts was playing in that offense in a playoff game at home in San Fran, he would have done what Purdy did and plus 5 million more.
Right. He's not even Parker Lewis. And we know he can't lose. We know he can't lose. Oh, boy. All right, 610-632-0975. Get to more calls. Maurice, Dennis, Bill, we have to talk to because this is a wild thing going on. Russ, Edgar, 610-632-0975. Again, we think the Eagles are good. We think San Fran's good. But we think the Eagles are better. And for a fact, they're at home. And we'll be back here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
NBC Sports Philadelphia. Best show ever, 610-632-0975. Today's show is brought to you by Valley Forge Tourism and Convention Board. Explore the winter wonderland that is Valley Forge and Montgomery County with can't-miss activities, family-friendly attractions, and so much more. Plan your visit to Valley Forge and Montgomery County at valleyforge.org. So the Word of the Day Center, you know, everything centered around Philadelphia right now. Even the conversation in the NBA is all about it. Darren Morey kicked up some dust earlier with Anthony talking about Joel Embiid. I mean, the fact that he's not an All-Star Game starter, but currently, according to the people that cover the sport, second in the MVP is just odd. Also, him and Giannis missed the same amount of games. Embiid's playing more minutes than Giannis, so you can't. It's just a mess right now. And then obviously you had the Eagles stuff. It's all about Philadelphia right now, and we're confident and excited. None of us are saying that they're going to win 50 to nothing. We're not saying that. What we're saying is that roster, home field advantage, quarterback, and yes, defensive line are in the Eagles' favor. And for that reason, they're going to win the game.
It's just crazy to me to think that there are some out there upset that we feel confident. This team has been the best team in football basically all year long. I'm supposed to, in the biggest game of the year to get you to the Super Bowl, feel scared that they can't compete and win? That's just wild to me.
I think we saw enough fear last week. And it was the New York Giants that came in, and that was a little disgusting to me. The Giants didn't bring anything that you thought could overpower the Eagles at all. And we are not sitting here saying that the Niners are not a good team. I'm sitting here saying that I believe the Eagles' defense, especially the front line, is going to get to Brock Purdy. Not to mention the fans getting to Brock Purdy a little bit. It's not easy. I think people just think because, oh, he's an NFL quarterback, there's no problem with sound and noise. There's a very big problem in this situation considering that Shanahan and him have constant communication.
Yeah.
Which is not going to fly. It's not going to fly over the long haul. He's got to do it on his own without the training wheels and without the training bra.
And simply put, I think the Eagles are better in the trenches on both sides and at quarterback. Now, if you tell me without any other information that you are better in those areas, come on, the percentage is clearly in your favor.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
You got to like the roster. Yep. And if you're a fan, you've been watching this team, you understand exactly what we're talking about when you say you have to like the roster. This Eagles roster is dominant. I mean, top to bottom. And I'm talking about including the depth guys that have played, even the guys that sit the bench.
Yeah, Reed Blankenship, he was an undrafted player who played in a playoff game last week and held his own.
He's a little shaky early on, but then, stood up.
Yeah, for him to be undrafted in a playoff game.
And now he likely won't have to play.
You're right.
So even better. Maurice and Overbrook, as we go back to the phones, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Good afternoon.
I'm good. Ty, I'm the one who sent you the picture that I had on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, appreciate that, bro.
Yes, sir, man. I was very, very confident, and I think I'm even more confident now as the week goes on. Like, all of these national guys having to try to create new categories to how the Eagles are going to lose, it just makes me smile. Like, they can't even tell you in terms of scheme or personnel how the 49ers can beat the Eagles. It's just the Philly hate, and they're just trying to find, like, the guy on Twitter who said, oh, if you take the Eagles' top three sacks games away, their numbers, of course, if you take every team's top three games and sacks away, the numbers wouldn't be as good.
Like, yeah, let's do the same
nonsense
for
that.
Right, let's do that for the 49ers, too, and see how much of their 44 they lose. I mean, of course.
Right. If you take our top sack leader and theirs, and then who had more sacks, like, these stats mean nothing. And then when I see the people who know the game and it can't even come up with a way that the Niners are going to win, I feel supremely confident that the Eagles are going there. And I mean, not going, but stay home and kick some butt, man.
Yeah, man. Well, we appreciate it, Maurice. The Eagles are a better team. Thanks for the call. And they're just better. They're the better team. And we don't get to say, we didn't say that going in. It's not just about being a homer. We didn't say that going into the Houston series.
No.
In the World Series. We said, listen, we were saying rightfully the lineup was red hot, et cetera, et cetera. But we said Houston was favorite for a reason. They were favorite. It's not a homer thing. Yeah, we'll see what happens with the Sixers. If the Sixers get to a situation where they're playing the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals, maybe at that point the Celtics are better. We'll find out. We can just call it how we see it. Also, if the Sixers continue on the wave that they're doing with the tough schedule they have in the second half, they will prove to be the best team because that means they're going to beat a bunch of the good teams down the stretch. If they keep winning, why not just believe they'll keep doing it because
they don't want to believe. They just want it to like be over and it's Monday and there's already a win in their pocket.
And I think it's a minority. The majority of people want to believe. It's just that the minority are, in this case, so annoying.
They are. And you'd think the minority by now would kind of get on board because they've probably been saying this, what, since week 9 or 10 mm-hmm. or 11? Oh, I don't know. That Washington game, it really put it on tape forever. How many callers did we take where that was on tape?
And then, let's see, who did they have? They had, what's his name? For the running backs. They had a gauntlet of them.
Oh, yeah. And none of them did a damn thing.
Henry, Barkley.
Yeah, all those guys.
Yeah, but there was one more.
The one with the Colts.
Aaron Jones.
Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor.
And that's then after the first drive, he averaged like 1.6 yards a carry. It was like, and the Eagles won the game. It's just, people just decide things. And
Henry came in here, couldn't get through the line of scrimmage.
Couldn't do a darn thing. Bill in Seawood, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, well, first of all, thanks for putting Louis Pasteur in his place. And second of all, thanks. And hope Jen is getting better and healthy.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, I think this is going to be destiny after what I witnessed today. I was actually at a viewing for an 82nd Airborne man who passed away. And even though his Army beat my Navy, dude, at this viewing today, the family actually did an Eagles cheer. And, dude, it was amazing. I mean, dude was a diehard Eagles fan, and it was just awesome.
You know, wow.
Can you imagine driving by at that very moment? And you have the windows down or something, you're like, are you?
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is, you know, it's like, wow, that's, you know what I mean? Like, that's incredible.
So he would have wanted that.
Yeah, oh, heck yeah. Or,
I got you.
You're all right.
Yeah, I got you.
It was awesome, dude. Right in the viewing, right? It was Constantino funeral home down in Berlin, and it was just amazing. And I just, I know you guys don't like shadows, but there's a guy that works for the Salvation Army down in down in Delaware. Mm-hmm. Sean is awesome, and we're all best friends from growing up. And I'm just proud to be American. And go Eagles, go Birds,
go Birds, Bill. Ready? Thanks so much for the call, Bill. Now look at that at the viewing. Now.
We're crazy. It's amazing. Do you think people in Minnesota are going to have at a viewing do a skull chant?
I would say no.
Absolutely.
Told you, mine's an open bar.
I'll be there.
Open bar.
Yeah, I mean, I have this thing where I just, most people I meet, I plan on outliving them. Like, I even do that with my cousins, even
really?
Younger cousins. Yeah, I'm just like, I expect to be at all their funerals at some point.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's just a goal of mine.
All right. Nothing morbid in here.
Doesn't bother me. Listen, unfortunately, that's a part of life.
Yeah. Well, once you're going to die is the 49ers season. How
that's
about
right.
that?
That's right. I'll be at that one. But yeah, no. Listen, it'll be sad. Like, man, he had a good run of it. He's 83. I'm 100. I'm still here. Oh, man, Ricky had a long run. He was great. I love working with Ricky.
My goodness.
He was 90. I'm 80. I'm still with Hunter. I mean, in the case of Connor, I'll be like, well...
Not such a great run. He made it to 29. Listen, that's good work by him.
I didn't think he was going to get to 54. I didn't know he wasn't going to take his nitro pills, though, when he's running around with those 21-year-olds.
I'm playing with house money the second there's a 4 in front of the other number.
Took way too many blue pills.
Easy now.
Yeah, see, everything still works. I'm going, and then I'm talking to the person. I'm like, oh, that's what happened? And I'd be able to say at your funeral, well, he went out doing what he loved to do, shirtless. And other stuff was missing, too. 610-632-0975. Woo! Let me tell you, I can't wait for this football game. We're now less than 48 hours away. We'll be back here on 97.5 The Fanatic NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
975 NBC Sports Philadelphia. Best show ever, 610-632-0975. Long segment, so we'll definitely get some calls, a lot of them right after, from freewinners.net. Does a fantastic job. You should text the word free to 313. Get info, Mr. Paul Nolan. How are you today, Paul?
I am well, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing really well, man. It doesn't get much better than this as we get closer and closer to the big game. We're at the Final Four, one day, back-to-back games. I'm telling you, it's my favorite time of year, Paul.
Without a doubt. I mean, it's bittersweet, right? Because I'm putting in as many hours as I physically can. You know, old age, you know, fighting me, everything. But I'll put 60, 70 hours a week rewatching every single game, every snap, every play. And it's exhausting, the NFL. Plus, my team, we're around the clock fighting it. But, you know, I'm a creature of habit. So, like, I legitimately love the mind bend, for the lack of better words. I love the challenge of it. And it's, you know, but it's exhausting, but it's rewarding. And very few people can do what we do. So it's extremely rewarding, I should say. And then it kind of winds down, and like this week, I go through the film. I go through my protocols. Then I'll go through the film again, and now I have like an extra 14 or 15 hours in the week, and I'm like, what do I do with myself? Maybe I should start exercising. Maybe I should stretch. You know, so like I start becoming a human being again. So but it's bittersweet. I'm going to miss it. But I won't lie, it's almost a relief as well at the same time. Very bittersweet's the only way to put it.
You know, absolutely. Now, Paul, in the AFC game over there with Kansas City and Cincinnati, the line has danced all around. It's going from KC favorite, Cincinnati favorite, pick back to right now at the moment, KC favorite again. What you guys at Free Winners always talk about, how the information you guys provide is what's the education is what separates you. Because anyone could, quote unquote, give picks. That doesn't mean they'd be good at it, but anyone can hypothetically do that. You guys show your work over and over again, and I appreciate that greatly. What do you guys do when the line's dancing the way that it did this week? Because this is rare for it to dance as much as it has.
Well, and then if you factor in the outlaw line or the look ahead line, which was the line before the game is played, the projection on what it would be based on who's facing who, you know, if KC wins that game, Mahomes doesn't get hurt, they look like they were on pace to really give Jacksonville a beating, in my opinion. I thought it was going to be a runaway beating. And the reason I think that is because Mahomes came out and he, like, just that opening A gap blitz that, you know, Jacksonville tries to deploy, and he strings it down the line. He head fakes, hip fakes, eye fakes, and leaves the defenders just completely frozen in their feet, gets the pitch out to the edge, and next thing you know, it's a 13 or 10-yard gain, and you're thinking, oh, he's on fire. Then he makes the strike, that sidearm play where he bent it like Beckham, the ball like almost curved into perfect. It was just phenomenal. And you saw like just the little subtleties in the game out of the gate, and you're thinking that this team is ready to go. And when you watch Trevor Lawrence, I mean, he telegraphed plays. He was late on his second reads. He was delivering ball like, you know, too much, too deliberate. And it was just a matter of time before something, you know, like it just didn't look right from Jump Street. So I thought the conservative nature of the game plan, the staying between the tackles, in the pockets, the run game dying. I mean, they went from having an 80% success rate running the ball, Kansas City, to a 0% success rate, you know, in interior runs. And, you know, it felt different, looked different, and it obviously it was different. So if that game is a blowout, and let's just say they end up winning that game, let's say 31-14, this line is 3.5, 4 with a healthy Mahomes. We right away said the injury is worth 4 points on his high ankle sprain. Because, you know, like I said it in my show, one of my favorite customers, been with me for 27 years now, orthopedic surgeon. He actually played football at West Point. Just a great person, great guy. He does like the Dr. David Chow does. And he thinks his exact words were this: no one can heal, you know, in a week on a high ankle sprain the way he's bouncing around right now. There's no way. So we right away thought we were, you know, lucky when we got Cincinnati +2.5 early in the week. And then it went swung back the other way, you know, all the way to 2.5 the other way. And we're thinking, wow, so we had to buy some of it back there. Because 2.5, it's kind of two prime numbers at 2, you know, with the 8, you know, with the 2-point conversions now, kind of changes things a little. So we're back to square one with, you know, bets on both sides. But it is fascinating to see him move this much, and no one expected Mahomes to look as good as he did at the presser on Wednesday. No one expected him to look as good as he did yesterday, and people really didn't expect him to be practicing as well as he did today. So either he's an X-Man and he's like Wolverine, and you know, or modern medicine keeps getting better, and hyperbaric chambers and platelet-rich therapy, and you know, so you know, the platelet, who knows what they're doing, but he looked healthier than we expected. So this is why live betting is so popular now as well.
Yeah, we're talking to Paul Nolan from freewinners.net. Text free to 313 get info. Free to 313 get info. Now, Paul, let me ask you this. You've been talking about how you want to build relationships with your customers. If they text you free, once again, to 313 get info. If they were to text you early in the week, if they're working with you, if they build that relationship, could you tell them, jump on something, the timing of a bet? You've mentioned sometimes, you know, waiting for a line to maybe move half a point. You've mentioned all these things in the past. If they have the relationship with you over time, I've been saying they don't just get picks from you. They also get the expertise from you. Will you help people with those type of situations? Because timing could be big with these bets, correct?
Without a doubt. And that's really, that's the relationship part of it. That's why, like, when you have customers with good guys, just regular guys, just people who just want to be a partner and then run your team, it's so much better than, you know, having some guy who's just in and out, you know, and not taking it seriously. When you build long relationships and people get part of the, you know, the 30-day package, you know, it's, you have so much better chance to create a human relationship, understand what their goals are, and you have them play the games early in the week like we do. And that's the key, because they're not going to affect the line. Like when I give a whale, you know, who's billed me a long time, a game on a Monday or Tuesday, he could wreck the line on me. So a lot of times I'll give it on Monday morning to my smallest players first, who really won't affect anything. And that's why I ask my customers to make sure they have, you know, quite the long-term guys have at least four or five different books to bet with, because this way they can rotate where they make their early bets. Because these bookies are smart, and they have algorithms as well that can recognize when someone's playing a sharp game on a Monday, and, you know, consistently. So that's why, let's just say I have a customer who's a smaller player, not very wealthy, fights the good fight. You know, he's a guy, I'll say, all right, listen, rotate your books 1, 2, 3, and 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And, you know, every few weeks, put the early bets in with a different book. So this way we're constantly keeping them from catching on to any real patterns. So that's, you know, maybe paranoid, but I believe it makes sense.
See, that's the stuff I'm talking about with you, Paul, to separate you, though. The knowledge and things like that, because many people probably wouldn't even think about that. Now, this week, if they text free to 313-GET-INFO, I know you'll probably have these NFL games, but will you have these games? Will you have any NBA games? Will you have any college basketball games? What do you have this week?
Yeah, without a doubt. The college basketball has been really great. Like tonight, I mean, there are some games on the board that are kind of ugly. And I know people will see Iona and Siena and they're thinking, why would I want to bet that game? But we've been really, really strong. And, we really like that game a lot. And then in the NBA tonight, we have a play on Memphis and Minnesota. So we have that. That'll be for free. But in addition to that, we'll give them the best bets. Like tomorrow, Jimmy Tags loves a game. We already started. As soon as we can start getting real money on it, we're going to start moving real money on a game tomorrow for my man Jimmy. He's great. One of the best college handicappers, and his team is phenomenal.
He's a legend.
So we have that. They'll get that. Legend. Sweetheart. Great guy. Man, you know, great guy. A character. An absolute character. I mean, he really should have been. But, you know, so we're capable of doing everything for you.
That one.
Yeah, that one.
That one.
Did I lose you?
Yeah, no, you're there. I don't know.
Oh, that's all right. No, I don't know what happened there. All right, cool. So we'll take it up with the board. But anyway, just to be quick, I just want you to know that I have a bunch of player props on Sunday. And so I'll give away two of my best bets tomorrow. And for free on that, but the games that my clients are going to bet as well. I have a $99 package for my bowls. I have bowls for my Super Bowl props. So I'll have eight of those for Sunday. Four on each game. They'll be labeled 3%, 1%, and I have 2 5% bets, which is max plays on the props too that I love. Plus, I'll give them the game itself, not the free totals. There'll be a lot to get, so they call in and get the free picks, where they can pay $99, get 7 days of a money back guarantee for new, you know, first time guys. It's a fair deal. It helps us pay the bills, and it lets us show people what our best bets really are, you know, and it's fair, it's honest, and it's and we mean well.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Paul. Let me tell you, each and every week, the information, you do such a fantastic job. They should text free to 313-GET-INFO. Paul, have a great weekend, man, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, buddy. Have a great day. Thank you.
All right. That was Paul Dolan from freewinners.net. Once again, you text free to 313-GET-INFO. All right. 610-632-0975. We're getting back to the foes. We're going to talk to Russ, and then we're going to talk to a stinking Niners fan.
Ew.
Now, you know what I'm going to ask the Niners fan first, but first things first, let's clean the palate before we get to a 49ers fan and talk to Russ on the cell, who has a description of the Eagles' defensive line. What's going on, Russ? You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, guys? How are you today?
All right, how are you?
It's Friday. We made it.
There you go, buddy.
Yep.
You guys were saying earlier that they were describing the 49ers line as terrifying. And if that's true, that means that the Eagles line is apocalyptic.
Oh, there you go. I love
that's
that.
That's a good word.
Now, that's a good one right there, Russ. You digged it to the thesaurus?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Always keep the pockets of stores with me.
There you go. No, that's awesome. Absolutely. I think it's a good description, though. They're being sold. They're being underrated. They get after the quarterback in a big way.
Absolutely, they do. And you know, to Lewis, who was calling in earlier with the coverage check, yeah, that's part of the game, right?
Yes.
You know, and looking at their schedule up and down, right? Oh, yeah, you barely beat this person. Yeah, I have a buddy who's a 49ers fan at work that's been giving it to me all week, and I go, I finally got him to stop talking because I go, you guys lost to the Marcus Mariota-led Atlanta Falcons. I think I've made my case.
Yeah. Right? Oh no. No one can beat that defense. How did Mariota put up 28, but people think Ricky Bowe's crazy for thinking they could score 24?
24.
Like, come on.
That's exactly what my score is. It's 24-10 going into the fourth. Mm-hmm. Long drive. Maybe it ends 24-17, but the last touchdown's garbage points.
Yeah, because at that point, it'll just be the clock. Thanks so much, Russ. Have a good weekend. Go Birds. Now, let's go to this Edgar. Now, Edgar, he's calling from New Jersey now. What was it like, Edgar, growing up out there in the Bay Area? You're on 97.5 for that. What was that like, buddy?
Nah, from Jersey. I go to a lot of Eagles and Giants games.
Well, no, hold on, Edgar. So you grew up, I must have misheard you. Was it San Jose you grew up, Oakland, San Francisco, Alameda? Like, where did you grow up out there in California?
No, neither one of those. Just been red and gold since I was young. So I stuck with it. I stuck to it to my red and gold.
All right, go right ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. I mean, the number one against the number two, this is what football all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be close to the wire. I say 27-24, Niners, walk-off field goal. But this is going to be a close game, a tight one.
So it's 24-24. And now Brock Purdy on the road. Drives his team down for a game-winning field goal to win the game.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Disgusting, Edgar.
So let me tell you, Edgar, what is it about Brock Purdy that makes you believe he can win a playoff game in that fashion on the road?
I mean, he's been winning. He hasn't lost yet.
No. I said in that fashion on the road in a playoff game. He's only played at home in the playoffs.
Well, you know, playoffs, you become cemented. So he's got to make the great plays. He's got to play good. There is nothing else. This is it.
So you think he's a future
Super Bowl.
So you think he's a future, like, Hall of Fame guy?
I wouldn't say Hall of Famer right now.
No, Edgar. Just so you know, if a guy comes in, goes undefeated, and gets to the Super Bowl, that's the making of a Hall of Fame guy.
Yes.
And you didn't have the defense winning it. Because if the Eagles scored 24, your defense wasn't that dominant. And you have your scenario that they're going to win because of Brock Purdy, not despite him.
Correct. The Eagles are loaded, just like the Niners are. So that game is going to come down to who makes less mistakes, period.
All right.
Well,
Edgar,
if we're going off that.
How could you look at a rookie quarterback coming into hostile territory and think he's not going to make the mistakes?
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Now, listen, crazy things happen. But I don't know how you can forecast a rookie quarterback making no mistakes and Jalen Hurts making a bunch. I just don't know how you can forecast that, and Jalen Hurts will be at home.
Well, no, Edgar's got a point, though, because he said game-winning field goal, and Robbie Gould has never missed in the postseason ever. He's a perfect 37 for 37 field goals, 25 for 25 extra points. So no possible chance in a big spot Robbie Gould's going to miss a field goal on Sunday.
In the wind.
No chance. Like, there's no way it could ever happen.
So you don't, it can't happen then. So he's going to make it.
He's got to. Like, I'd say 100% chance that he makes every kick on Sunday.
I'm with you. In fact, I would be shocked if that guy was to ever miss a kick in Philadelphia. Robbie Gould. I mean, who could have ever thunk it?
You know what? I think they should run just the bottom ticker the whole game. Guy's never missed.
Yep, and that'll work out.
No way he misses.
Yep, absolutely.
That just worked in the Tampa game, didn't it, with Brady?
It worked a bunch, yeah.
They just brought up that he hadn't thrown an interception in the red zone in 390 chances.
Had never lost to Dallas, all that stuff. The Giants had never lost to the one seed before.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Yeah.
That may have been the dumbest thing ever.
It's like, this guy, Danny Jones? Danny Jones. Now, I think this is why nicknames are air for me. Because he goes around as Daniel Jones. But if you want to ridicule him, you'd call him Danny.
You wouldn't call him Jonesy. He doesn't look like a Jonesy.
No, he's not a Jonesy.
He might go by Dimes.
He can't walk around. That guy can't walk around like Dimes.
Daniel, maybe.
No, Dan. I think he goes by Dimes.
I think he goes like Dan, like Roseanne, like Dan Connor. Dan.
He definitely has a nickname. You're the quarterback, you got a nickname.
He goes by Senor right now because he's down in Cancun on vacation. They don't call him anything else.
Nice job.
Good job, nice job, Connor.
Thank you.
610-9 Stacy in Lebanon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Stacy?
Hey, what's up, Ty? How you guys doing?
Good. How are you, Stacy?
Pretty good.
Good.
I don't understand the disrespect for all the Philly teams, bro. I just don't get it. It's like Rodney Dangerfield. I can't get no respect.
It's a strange thing because right now I'm just happy and I don't really care. But it just seems like every time somebody's getting gypped or underrated, it's always somehow related to Philadelphia. Every time.
Absolutely.
And with
Absolutely.
Joel, it seems like it's the fan vote that screwed everything up. So everyone who's their job is the sport of basketball looks at Joel as he should be in there, and then the fan voting screws it all up.
You got a lot of haters out there.
Yeah, well, that means you're doing something right there.
That's where the problem comes in.
Yep. We were talking about that during the last break, some of our haters.
And I'm sure Ricky understands it most because he played professional sports and he knows the lopsided feelings that people have for us.
So there's a hatred for Philadelphia in general. In general, people just think we're out of our minds.
Remember that show, Everybody Hates Chris? I feel like that at this point.
yep, that's kind of how it is. We need Everybody Loves Raymond, although ironically, Raymond had no power in his own house. No power in his own house. It was embarrassing.
I feel positive about this game for one reason. Our offensive line averages 320 pounds.
Yep. Beat on those guys. Yep, you're right.
Just lean on them. Mm-hmm. Lean on them in the trenches. Run the ball to set up the pass.
Well, they're going to – I think they might pass the setup to run, but the point's still there, Stacey. Thanks for the call. The reason I say that is you're not going to – if you're going early and you're looking at – these guys do a great job with their film study, talking about the Eagles coaches. The weakness are both the corners and the safeties. It tells me that maybe you don't go outside right away. Maybe you go early to the tight end, see if you can get him matched up on a safety, depending on what the linebackers are doing, or if the linebacker's worried about him – Goddard, I mean, all of a sudden they're not looking in the backfield, and then you can pop some quick runs and things like that. I think you have to engage those guys in that passing game and make those corners and safeties who are not good against the pass, all of a sudden what do you want to do? Then if they go into zone, that limits what the linebackers will do because they'll have certain pass responsibilities in the zone. They're not as close to the box. There's a lot of things the Eagles can do to exploit the few weaknesses that San Francisco's defense does have. It's not that they have a million weaknesses, but the ones that they have, the Eagles just happen to have the personnel and the scheme to exploit the weaknesses that they have. And one of them is those safeties have bad eye discipline. Looking in the backfield, and here's A.J. Brown behind you. Touchdown. 610-632-0975. A lot to get to in the 4 o'clock hour. I can't believe it's already almost 4 o'clock. Can't believe it. We'll talk to Dave Zangaro in the bottom of the hour. We'll have What's Cracking with Connor. You know, that's always a highlight. Just ask him. And we'll be back here on 97.5 The Fanatic at NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 NBC Sports Philadelphia. Best show ever. 610-632-0975. 4 o'clock hour brought to you by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise, online at landisbc.com. Now, Anthony Gargano, earlier today, had a lot of classrooms singing Fly Eagles Fly, and it was very cute. Now, I have an answer for that. Now, it's like a companion piece. And we're going to play it, and I want everybody's reaction to this version of Fly Eagles Fly, because I think the world needs to hear it. Culture for everyone. That was the Opera Philadelphia that decided to do their version. I want to thank Frank Luzzi for sending it over to me. A little culture for people. Now this is where Booney's jealousy comes through.
Uh-oh. What's he thinking?
Booney doesn't like when people are better singers than him.
Uh-oh.
Because he's the resident best singer or involved with the program. So he's jealous that the opera people got to sing it and he didn't.
All right, well, Booney. Once we win on Sunday, he can get an opportunity to put his request in. And we'll
he
maybe
can do it right now. All he has to do is walk upstairs. My other studio is over there.
Well, if he wants to legitimately produce this.
He says, well, that doesn't really happen. Finding singers better than him. These are professional opera singers that are at Opera Philadelphia. See?
They still had the breakdown at the end, though.
They still.
You can't fix that.
You got it to E-A-G-L-E-S at the end. But I want to thank Frank Luzzi, and I want to thank Opera Philadelphia for sending that over. That was I think that kind of stuff is cool when all the different arts take part in it. Because I know some people are snooty. Oh, I don't understand why you watch sports. All it is another form of entertainment. Ballet, opera, orchestra, whatever it is.
Guys taking each other's head off. Yeah, it's fun.
It's all just a form of entertainment. You just a couple of them you have to dress up.
Yeah.
Other ones you don't have to dress up. That's all. That's all.
Or you wear one of those cups over black spandex.
Yes, and then people go, it's a card piece. Right, but everyone
still
knows what a cup is. If you say that other, then somebody's got to Google. I don't want to make people drive and Google cause a car accident because they're Googling what something is. Doesn't every sports fan knows what a cup is?
Yeah.
I was getting emails and stuff about it. I'm like, come on. Anyway.
The technicality bothered them that much.
Bottom line is it's a cup.
It's a cup. It's just
painted red.
Right. That my man was wearing over a black spandex suit. Look up Cameo. Shout out to them. I would love to have. Maybe they can sing the anthem at the Sixers game.
Ooh, ring the bell.
Have Cameo in the cup. Pool. Oh, he's an older fella now. Would he still break it out?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, he's got to be 60 plus.
It's a staple.
We'll find out how old the lead singer Cameo is, and then I'll ask the Sixers tomorrow to do it.
Okay.
All right. Back to the phones. Berkeley and West Philly, confident about the Eagles. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Berkeley.
Yo, T, Hunter, Rick, Connor, what's going on? How you guys feeling today?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I got to say, I'm super confident. We showed dominance all year. There's no reason we shouldn't show dominance this time in this NFC championship. And I got to say, my prediction is I really do believe A.J. Brown is going to go off.
Me too.
49ers are known. 49ers have been known these last three games to have receivers over 90 yards.
Yep.
So I'm believing it's going to be like 12 receptions, 150 yards, and at least a touchdown by A.J. Brown.
12 receptions? Listen, I'm with you. I'm just, woo. You know what, though? Once they find a matchup, the Eagles then, they do work that matchup. And then afterwards, there'll be somebody going, why did they run the ball more? They had so much success against the Jags. Because A.J. Brown had 12 catches for 150 yards and a touchdown. That's why. So
if it's not A.J. Brown, it's going to be Devontae Smith. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they can't cover both. They have issues at corner. One of their corners is better than the other. But safety
you're
spot, both
Ward.
Of them struggle.
You're
yeah.
talking about Ward, right?
Yeah, he's better than the other. So, you know, again, the front seven that they have, super legit. Their back four, that's where they're most vulnerable. If they can block that front seven, there will be opportunities for the Eagles to really score a lot of points.
Now, I don't know if it's going to be 150 for AJ, but give me 8 receptions, 106, and 2 tutties.
Oh, yeah. I love it, Berkeley. Sorry about that.
Just a little more casual, that's all.
Yeah. Now, that gentleman is 66 years of age.
I see that here, yes.
Now, do you expect, just with Anita Baker, and we're going to have a little Baker on again later in the hour, with Anita Baker, Jalen Hurts' favorite singer, singing the anthem later on Sunday, would he be willing to kind of come out of retirement, put on the old spandex at 66 and the red cup, Sixers red, and ring the bell at 66, or would he want to come out like in a suit?
Here's the issue. He's from New York City.
That's all right.
He might be anti.
He's not going to be anti.
You don't think so?
How often is he going to get a chance to ring a Liberty Bell?
I don't know.
Probably one of the few things in his career he hadn't done.
What if the Knicks said, we need Tyrone Johnson up here, and they called you?
Oh, wait a minute. Am I, like, right now, or am I famous? Like,
you're 66. You had a great radio career.
I was the host of Price is Right for a while.
Okay.
Well, that's
as
important.
An Eagles fan.
Right, of course. As an Eagles fan.
And Sixers fan, you're going to go up to the Knicks and do something
before
the game?
But now I'm retired.
Retired. You're 60
plus. And then people
plus.
Found my old work. Mm-hmm. Said, I love your work. Could you please come in and show some love?
Yes.
And they're not playing the Sixers.
Not playing the Sixers.
Oh, I'd probably go.
Also, the Knicks are inconsequential. Yeah, when was the last time they mattered?
Yeah.
Well, they maybe when Tyrone's 66, they will.
I wouldn't hold your breath on that one.
Nah, I'd be like, I'm retired. I'm out the game. I'll go out to the most famous arena. And say what's up to you.
Here's the second part of it. He goes by Larry Blackman. His name is Lawrence Ernest Blackman. What would you call him?
Larry.
You'd go Larry.
Yeah.
Over Lawrence.
Yeah.
It's on the birth certificate, though.
Yeah, Lawrence is, he'd be Larry.
Your rules are starting to change on me.
No, it's not. Also, that's a man I respect.
Just to throw this out there.
He was lead singer for Cameo.
Just to throw this out there, you think Anita Baker was a Eagles fan through and through?
I don't think so. I think she became an Eagles fan.
Well, she's from Toledo, Ohio.
Well, that's in, I don't know.
That's AFC, whoever it is. If it's the Browns or
Cleveland or the Bengals.
Either way, it's AFC, so she's fine. I'd be okay with
that. Well, when Jalen Hurts has the steam he has.
But she's been a fan of him the whole run. And he's been a fan of her.
Yeah, they've been
his
mutuals.
His whole life.
I bet you they go to dinner after.
See him in Center City.
Nice dinner.
After the game.
Yeah.
Miss Baker.
He's not going to drink too much because he'll have a glass of nice wine with her.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Just one.
I'm telling you, I know this might be blasphemous. I got Anita Baker ranked higher than Josephine Baker. And that's big. Those are two Hall of Fame Bakers. I don't know if I can put them above Dan Baker. But, I mean, those are Hall of Fame Bakers.
She was a ticket in her day, man.
That's what I'm saying. You never saw the old pictures of Josephine.
No. That's old stuff.
You guys should go ahead and look into the Google machine. You'll see that she was going on stage. Yeah, get your Google machine out and look it up, you kids out there, and you'll learn a thing or two. Preach in South Philly. As we go back to the phones, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing? Nice time. First time calling, talking to y'all.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, yeah, I was watching the press conference when Sirianni compared Hurts to Michael Jordan, and I started thinking to myself, what NBA player Hurts reminds me of? And I came up with Kobe Bryant, how he's calm. Like, I went back to that old Jimmy Kimmel skit when the Lakers won a game and everybody on the Lakers was going all off in the interview and Kobe was real calm. Then I thought about that Eagles game when Devontae, everybody hype on the sidelines, and Hurts just sitting up there stone face. You know, and I also go back to his last press conference when they lost to Tampa Bay. What he said about offseason starts tomorrow. Everybody else went fishing, gone vacation, whatever. He worked on his game, and it shows right now what he done.
Yeah, I everything you said is correct. I think he's just Jalen Hurts, and I know we've been like trying to make a comparison to other people. I think he's a unique type of dude because Kobe got like that as he got older. Kobe was not like that at 24.
Yeah.
Kobe got like that later on. This guy's one of a kind with that level of maturity. Even he's more mature at 24 than even Kobe was at 24. He might be the most mature 24-year-old. You know who's going to end up passing him? Maxie. Because he's younger than him, and he might be end up being taking the mantle as the most mature 24-year-old in the history of the earth. But thanks for the call, Preach. His mind is in the right spot. But this dude's different than Kobe because we remember Kobe once he was fully formed. 24-year-old Kobe still needed Shaq. It was really the Mamba mentality, and he also got away with giving himself his own nickname. No one called him that. He just decided he was the Black Mamba, and he got that off because he was Kobe once Shaq was gone.
You're okay with this?
I didn't say that. I said he got that off, but he gave himself that nickname. Rest in peace to Kobe. The anniversary was actually unfortunately yesterday, unfortunately. But, he gave himself that nickname, and he was able to. Who's going to tell him no? Did anybody stop him? He became the Mamba. He willed that to happen.
It is kind of a violation, though.
But he willed it to happen. Other people don't will it to happen. Like, if you guys want, like, if I just tried to make you guys call me T-Bone, it wouldn't work.
T-Bone.
It wouldn't work.
T-Bone.
Oh, I like that. It's like the steak. Little T-Bone.
Like the Seinfeld.
You've been called that before?
Have I ever been called that?
Yeah. I think he likes T-Bone, and that's why he threw that out there.
It might have to be T-Bone from now on.
I did not like T-Bone because at the time I was also very skinny. So they were able to also use that as a nickname and to ridicule me.
Yeah, but they can't do that because it's a steak, man. There's meat on that those bones.
Yeah, don't let it get to your T-Bone. You got it. Good.
610-622-0975. Bobby Dave Lou will get you on the other side. You can join him here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Oh, and also, today's show is brought to you by Valley Forge Tourism and Convention Board. Explore the winter wonderland that is Valley Forge in Montgomery County with can't-miss activities, family-friendly attractions, and so much more. Plan your visit to Valley Forge in Montgomery County at valleyforge.org. We'll be back on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
NBC Sports Philadelphia, best show ever, 610-632-0975. What a day, center. Talking about the Philadelphia's the center of the sports world right now, and it feels good. Let me tell you, it feels good. So update, Hunter, what's going on with the injury report with the Eagles and with the 49ers?
So with the Eagles, it looks like we have Avante Maddox, who's going to be playing in this football game. Isn't that crazy?
That means that that whole secondary's back, which means now you can put Gardner Johnson back at safety. Boy, you make a mistake now out there, Brock Purdy. You got guys who will pick that ball off.
Yep, so he was a full participant. Lane was a full participant. TJ Edwards was limited with an ankle, but it doesn't seem like anyone who covers the team is really putting much into that.
Yeah, what's his designation?
That kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, what's his designation, does it say?
No, I just see limited participant.
Yeah, but that means he's going to play. Yeah. They didn't even make him questionable.
Right,
all right.
Right,
so he's playing.
Yeah, and then when you look over at the 49er side, Mitchell seems to be maybe a question mark for the football
game. Yeah, questionable for the game.
That means both their running backs have some type of an injury.
Yeah.
And as we saw McCaffrey on the sidelines last week, kind of stretching out that calf almost every time he went to the bench.
Yeah, so he's going to play, talking about McCaffrey, but, you know, he's not a guy, and I know it's the NFC title game, they'll have a bye week after that, whatever. You don't want to just go crazy. He's not a guy you give the ball as many times as he used to be because of his injuries. So you have another back who's a quality back, and now that back is hurt. So now you're going maybe to a third string guy because, you know, Eagles just have a health advantage. I'm knocking on wood literally right now. They also go into the game as a healthier team than the 49ers. Not saying the 49ers are going to be missing a bunch of guys, but you have Eagles guys. Eagles are getting healthier, and the 49ers are not, I mean, hardly any team.
And if they are injured, they're playing through them anyways, like Lane Johnson. That thing, that's heroic.
Heroic.
What he's doing.
Yeah.
There's no other word for that.
Talk to my guy.
Imagine the pain.
We're really working on trying to get him.
next week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was talking to my guy. I'll tell you what. It's not a 0% chance.
Well, that's good.
With some people, sometimes it's 0%.
Yeah.
It's not 0%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dare I ask what percentage we're flirting with?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't want
to. 1 to 100. It's not zero.
Right, but it's better than zero. When many times it's zero.
That's all
freaking
I can ask for.
Brilliant back there.
Yeah.
Math guy. What can I say?
The guy's a math guy.
That's
from
algebra and algebra 2 in high school. Both of them.
Bobby, brilliant.
You just had algebra and algebra 2. That was the most math you did in high school.
I did pre-calc and trig and stuff, but it wasn't as funny if I say that.
No, it's
not. It's not funny when you get to that.
That's better if you did that.
Yeah, but I got like a C in pre-calc. I wasn't good at it.
So did everybody.
Got like a D in physics. I'm good with the letters and numbers.
Have you ever used any of that in life?
Never once.
Not once.
Never once.
Nope.
Never once.
No. Not at all.
Nope.
Yeah, today I was with a guy for finances, and it's like, well, maybe we should learn more about this stuff instead of all the shapes.
Teach people about compound interest and stuff.
You want to learn about the rhombus? The rhombus is important.
Rhombus.
The octagon? No?
Who?
Okay.
Back to the phones.
It's an 8. I got you.
Bobby, you want to sell? You're on 97.5 Fanatic. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Happy Friday. We made it.
Happy Friday.
So I got two things. First one, or one of them being the fact that I'd like to instill a Philadelphia curse. But first off, I'd like to remind everyone that if you haven't watched this playoff run or at least the Super Bowl with your loved ones, an uncle or a brother or a father, if they're around, make sure you do. I watched the first one with friends down in the city, and it was joyous, unbridled joy. I kept the band off my cigar from smoking it while I walked down Broad Street. It was a moment that'll live with me forever. But if you haven't watched it with your father, make sure you do, because this is the best damn Eagles football team we've ever seen. And it's going to be special. And they're going to win on Sunday, and it's going to be beautiful. But the second thing is, I saw a T-shirt of the 49ers on the Rocky statue.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired of it. When the Eagles win on Sunday, that'll be the third time that opposing fans have come in and disrespected a hallowed statue in our city. If when they win, can we now declare that there's a Philadelphia curse for anyone who decides to hang something around their neck? Because Minnesota, they caught an L. The New York Giants, they got punched in the mouth. Mm-hmm. And the Niners, we're going to send them back to wine country if they find out the hard way. All I'm saying is there needs to be a curse, and these signs of disrespect will stop.
Well,
go Birds.
Well, it's already a curse, Bobby, and thanks for the call. I don't like that they're doing it. I, unfortunately, am the wrong person when it comes to the Rocky statue.
Now, I'm unfamiliar with when we go to other towns. Because
we don't
do Eagles fans do the equivalent?
When we go and drink and go to the game.
That's what I thought.
All this going to historical monuments to act like an idiot?
Put Eagles jerseys on statues? I haven't seen that personally. That's why I'm just asking the question. I'm sure we're a little obnoxious in certain areas, but is that something we target?
Where are you going to go when you go into New Jersey to play the New York Giants? Think about it for a second.
We travel everywhere.
You know what I'm saying.
There's all our other places we go. Like when we go to Washington, you know.
We
don't go to the Washington Monument and put an Eagles jersey on. Like, there's history in other places. Like, we don't go there.
Yeah.
Like, you have the Secret Service on you in about 2 seconds.
Well, I'm thinking you go to Tennessee. I'm sure people are enjoying I don't know what's around there.
The overrated Nashville.
Oh, you're anti.
What? Yeah. How is Nashville overrated?
I've never been, so I don't have any opinion.
I love Nashville. Nashville's great.
Well, like it.
Bachelorette parties. Nothing wrong with that.
You've been there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it doesn't surprise me that he's in.
Yeah, he's looking for golf.
Oh, what? Now Nashville's not okay to go to? Come on.
I didn't say that.
He's there for one reason. You're right, Ty.
He's there for the women.
I'm also there for the beer.
Booty's right, though. Like, he's not a real person. Like, why can't we move that statue next to the Foles statue?
It used to be at the Spectrum.
I put it at the next to the Foles statue. And then put a statue of Bernard Hopkins and Joe Frazier at the Art Museum. And then if they disrespect Bernard Hopkins, as long as Bernard's not talking about football, because he shouldn't be allowed to do that because he's really bad at it, and the late Joe Frazier, then we're good.
The funny thing is, I don't think people would put jerseys on them. They specifically do it just because it is Rocky. I don't think they do it to any statue that would be standing there.
Right, but it's like Rocky, and also Rocky lost. I'm sorry, I can't get over that statue exists. I don't love it.
It's a movie.
Yeah, it's like,
I mean, when it comes down to it, it's a movie statue.
And I know people love it, so I'm not telling you not to like it. It just never affected me.
Does this mean in
you
Minnesota?
You remember it when it was at the Spectrum,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It was like sitting right across, like, yeah. on the street.
Is there a Gordon Bombay statue out in Minnesota?
I don't know.
There should be.
Just
I mean, Gordon Bombay was a winner. That guy just, all he won all over the world, Gordon Bombay.
Or was it just the picture of the duck?
Or the Charlie Conway and the whole squad?
I had the whole squad. Knuckle puck. That was Keenan. 610-632-0975. Dave and Lou will get to you after we talk to Dave Zangaro from NBC Sports Philadelphia here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
NBC Sports Philadelphia, best show ever, 610-632-0975. And, you know, Kevin Durant once again proves that he's a jerk. He picks Burrow and Purdy to make the Super Bowl.
Well, he's probably saying that after Joel Embiid sent him a nice quote tweet the other night.
Yeah, you know he's not drafting them when they do the captains.
No shot.
Yeah, he's not going to draft Harden either, so they'll both end up being on a... Oh, wait, no, he's not captain. So he's, no, it's Giannis. Giannis is the other captain.
Okay, I'm not sure who it was. I just thought maybe it would
be. Giannis is going to take Embiid.
Yeah, Giannis is going to take
him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, also, Jokic came out and spoke today. He said Embiid should have been a starter.
Good for him, see? Hey, somebody's got some stand-up ability, at least.
Yeah, it's LeBron and Giannis.
Yeah, so Giannis will end up taking.
See, there's a problem. There's your problem with the All-Star games.
What?
You put it in the fans' hands.
Well, it's supposed to be for them.
But I'm just saying, baseball, at least you're going for months and months and months.
Yeah.
And it goes through certain, you know, areas, I guess, if you want to call it that. What they used to do is they send the ballots through the stadium. Now you just go online. But still, at least you could do it, you know when it's coming up. They give you all the information at the stadiums all the time.
Right. All right. Now, before we get to Dave Zangaro, we're working on contacting Dave. Let's talk to another Dave from Avalon. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Dave.
Good afternoon, Tyrone. I know the National Football League is supposed to be national, but it's not the National Philadelphia League. Here's what's going on down south, 600 miles. I don't know if you've been paying attention. But the Carolina Panthers, they fired Coach Rhule when he was 1-5. And then Coach Wilkes, Steve Wilkes, was 8-3, and everybody in the locker room.
He was 6-6.
Called him back, and it's the closest thing, to a revolt if he wasn't hired. But the owner ignored it. Hired Frank Reich, who got fired by the Indianapolis Colts because their offense was so bad. I did not call to argue with him because we talked about the Rooney Rule and all that nonsense before. I just wanted to know what you thought
It's ridiculous. But, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. It's the owners hire the head coaches. They do what they want. Unfortunately, it's just that simple. And they followed the Rooney Rule rules, and then they hired the guy they wanted to hire. And I'm not going to repeat why things happened. I said it on the air. I said I was only going to explain it once because I don't need to be upset all the time. But, the owners do what they want. They followed the rules, and then do I think they hired? Maybe Frank Reich will do great. Do I think Wilkes did enough to earn a job? I do.
I have another 30 seconds about the statues, and people putting jerseys on it. But nobody says anything about the Rizzo statue, the Columbus statue, or the Kate Smith statue that have been torn down, and replaced and never saw again.
That's because most people don't actually care. They care in half a second. No one actually cares. Thanks for the call. No one cares. All right. On the line right now,
does a great job covering the Eagles.
We care about him.
Yes, he. This is a guy we care about. Covers the Eagles for NBC Sports Philadelphia, Mr. Dave Zangaro on the Comcast Business Hotline. How are you today, Dave?
I'm doing well. I can't wait for this game. I feel like it should be here already. And yes. The fact that we have to wait another day or two is kind of driving me nuts.
We feel the same way. We're ready. I'm extra fidgety today. I'm already fidgety. I'm extra fidgety today. Like, I'm ready to get going with this game. I'm trying to hold that. The Eagles, though, it seems like they're getting some good injury news, and there's a possibility that all 22 of their starters will be available, Dave. How the heck did they pull this off?
It's unbelievable. And you think back to, I mean, we thought it was bad in 2017, and then we saw 2018 and 2019. I mean, this team had more injuries than we've ever seen. It was like every single important player was going down at some point. So the fact that all 22 are going to play in this game, they have everyone, including Lane Johnson, Avante Maddox, everyone's good to go, which is crazy. I mean, the only significant injuries they've had this year that are season enders, I mean, they had Derek Barnett early in the season. Since then, it's been pretty light. I know they were without their punter, but I mean, it's remarkable that they're going to enter the NFC Championship game with all of their opening day starters. And getting Avante Maddox back is nice, especially for a team that targets the middle of the field as much as the 49ers do. And it's funny, the Eagles found something in Reed Blankenship, who's played really well in his absence. And I thought Reed played well against the Giants last week when they tried to target him early and he bounced back. He had a great game. But now they have some options. I think Blankenship will be out there in the dime package. I don't know if they'll rotate anywhere else, but you feel really good about not just the starters, but now you feel pretty good about the depth in the secondary too.
I'm not disrespecting the 49ers defensive front, but you look at what they've done this season. A lot of people are giving them praise as they deserve it. But I just have to go back to this offensive line. Lane Johnson, Jason Kelce, they just don't give up sacks. And it's hard for me to think that the Eagles offensive line won't win that battle. How are you feeling?
Yeah, they have an advantage there. And it's the way they built this team. It's the way they've tried to build this team really for the last two decades. Plus, I mean, it's you build in the trenches, and you feel good about this offensive line against pretty much any unit in the NFL. They have three Pro Bowlers, two alternates, and it doesn't get much better than the five that they have out there starting. Now, Lane Johnson is dealing with something, but you couldn't really tell last week. He played at a really high level. Nick Bosa is great. Nick Bosa is a great player, but he's one player on that line. They're going to try to move him around. They're going to probably test Lane Johnson early to see if that's the matchup they want. Maybe they'll flip him on the other side of Mailata. And look, there are probably going to be times where he wins a pass rush. He's the defensive player of the year, probably. So it's going to happen. But throughout the course of the game, I think the Eagles have that advantage. I think they can hold up in pass pro. I even think they have a chance to run on them. I know the 49ers are really good run defense, but I'll pretty much take my chances with this O-line against any unit in the league, and that includes the 49ers.
I think the big question is, can everybody, including the Eagles defense and the fans, rattle Brock Purdy in this game, especially early on, because we do know the communication process between him and Kyle Shanahan in the helmet.
Yeah, I'm curious to see just how loud it is at the link. You know, during his stretch as a starter, he has won seven games. Just two of them have been on the road. And I give him credit. He went to Seattle in a pretty hostile environment and won there. But this is going to be a different animal. And I don't think it's going to win or lose the game, but it's going to help. And in a game where there's so much talent and we think it's going to be a tight matchup, having any advantage is a good thing. And the Eagles are certainly going to have home field advantage. It's going to be crazy in that building on a Sunday. I was there on the sideline before the NFC Championship game 5 years ago, and that's as loud as I've ever heard that building. And it mattered. It mattered that night, and I think it's going to matter on Sunday. And I watched Brock Purdy, and I don't want to take anything away from him because what he's done, even if he wasn't the last pick in the draft, has been impressive. He has been good. He's been efficient. But there have been opportunities to make him pay for some mistakes that other teams have not capitalized on.
the Eagles have the opportunity. I think they're going to be able to get after him with their pass rush. Aside from Trent Williams, I think that's a relatively average offensive line in San Francisco. So they'll be able to get some pressure on him, make him uncomfortable in the pocket. And then there have been opportunities for other teams to pick him off, and they just haven't made those plays. So that's what it's going to come down to. You know, if the Eagles get pressure on him, make him uncomfortable in the pocket, make him make some mistakes, and they make him pay on the back end of that, whether it's, you know, a tipped ball is hovering in the air, you got to pick off that pass. You got to, if the ball comes to you on defense, one turnover could make or break this thing. So if you get the opportunity, you can't let it pass you by.
We're speaking to Dave Zangaro, covers the Eagles for NBC Sports Philadelphia. Another thing that's been in my mind that's connected with Purdy is, as good as the 49ers defense is, and it's good, Jalen Hurts is a guy who's literally an MVP candidate, literally a finalist for league MVP versus a rookie quarterback. And I think that obviously you've, in your writing, you've talked about it. It seems nationally that's kind of getting lost, that there's a huge quarterback advantage regardless of what you think of Purdy when you have Jalen Hurts under center.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think overall the talent, first off, is insane. These rosters are stacked. And I went position by position the other day, and it's pretty even. It really is in terms of overall talent. But the advantage at quarterback is significant. And I think if you have that advantage, it's almost like a tiebreaker. And I think the Eagles have a lot of these quote-unquote tiebreakers in this game, whether it's, you know, Jalen Hurts is a big one over Brock Purdy, just having that quarterback you can really trust. But then there's also the home field advantage. And I feel like they have the better coach for in-game situations. Kyle Shanahan is great during the week. His scheme is impressive. The fact that he's here with a rookie quarterback tells you all you need to know about his scheme. But there are moments in games where I don't think his game management is up to par. And that's an area where Nick Sirianni, we haven't talked about it, guys, because he's really nailed a lot of these decisions all year. He's freed himself up starting in the middle of last year without having play calling responsibilities, and it's allowed him to be really good in situational football. So I think it is an even matchup, but you go through it and you say, okay, well, if it's all even, what are the things that could really matter? Turnovers, one of them, but then those tiebreakers I just mentioned I think matter an awful lot, and I think they kind of lean in the favor of the Eagles a little bit more.
We touched on the Eagles' injury side of things. How about the 49ers? McCaffrey did practice, but Mitchell is questionable. How will that impact things?
Yeah, they would miss Mitchell, obviously, if he can't go or if he's limited. The one we're really going to keep an eye on is Christian McCaffrey. We knew all week he was going to play, but if he's not completely healthy, that matters. I mean, he's a special player. We see it in his ability to run, his ability to catch the ball, his ability after the catch. And if you take away one piece of all their weapons, it really hurts them, because what makes that offense so special is that all those pieces are kind of interchangeable. They can line up McCaffrey out wide in the backfield, Deebo here and there, Ayuk. They just move these pieces all around. And if one of those pieces is hurt, it's going to matter in this game. Now, I think he's going to play, but it's something to watch early in the matchup. How healthy does he look? Does he look like the Christian McCaffrey we're accustomed to seeing? Or is he limited? Because if he's limited, then the Eagles are kind of feel pretty good about that.
In your eyes, you know, the Niners have some problems in their secondary. Can Pascal or Watkins have a big game here?
Yeah, I mean, of those two, I think this could be a Quez game. Just because the Niners have been susceptible to deep balls. They've given up some explosive plays in the passing game this year. And they are so good in the middle of the field. They have great linebackers, probably the best duo of linebackers in the NFL. They have an all-pro safety. So the middle of the field is a tough place to be if you're the Eagles. But outside, you feel pretty good about that. Charvarius Ward is a good outside corner, very good outside corner. But D'Amador Lenore, the other outside corner, is the weak spot. Now, I'm not saying he's a bad player, but clearly the weak spot. So whether it's A.J. Brown against him, or if they travel Ward with A.J. Brown, then I feel really good about Devontae Smith against Lenore on the outside. That's a matchup I'd target quite a bit. But this could be a Quez moment, too. I think he can beat Jimmy Ward in the slot.
And if you get him one-on-one, it's not a bad idea to take a shot. The Eagles have taken shots early this year in games, and this could be a moment where they do it again, because the 49ers, as good as they are against the run, they've given up some chunk plays through the air, and the Eagles had the ability with Jalen Hurts, a good downfield thrower, to make it happen.
Well, Dave, we agree with you. We can't wait for this game to get here. We appreciate your time so much. And next week, it'll be interesting. Are we filling time? Are we doing a post-mortem? I believe we'll be just filling time as we count down to Phoenix. Thanks so much, man.
All right, guys. Take care.
Appreciate it. That was Dave Zangaro on the Comcast Business Hotline. Covers the Eagles for NBC Sports Philadelphia. He's like us. All right. Since Dave was a little late, we now have to have a quick version of what's cracking with Connor. Can he do it?
Oh, yeah, we got it. Two-minute drill, five-minute drill, doesn't matter. We can get it done. Let's jump right into it. We have an update on the dead or not dead husband that was seen in the Indian restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
So the restaurant says the guy in the video comes there all the time. He's a regular customer. He was with a friend, not his son. So either this guy's a really good liar, been hiding in plain sight, or the woman who thought she saw her husband is mistaken. So it's a he said, she said. We'll see. But yeah, it seems like she might have been mistaken. So that's our latest update on that.
That sucks.
Well, yeah, if she's wrong, shame on her. I feel like there's got to be
alarming
some sort
a lot of people.
You should be able to recognize your husband, but it had been 9 years.
Recognize your son.
And your son.
Yeah.
Did you text the son? Now I'm all thrown off.
Yeah, it's a weird story. I'll keep you updated.
Maybe he owns the restaurant on the left.
Been scouring their Facebook page, so we'll keep you updated. All right, an unopened McDonald's plastic straw from the 80s, selling for £1,500. That's 1,800 American.
What?
Yeah, so these vintage straws from the 80s, there's a bunch of them selling online right now for, like, collectors of old vintage stuff. There's even some vendors that are offering to send it in a wooden box to ensure that it does not get damaged. I don't know who's collecting straws or what the
yellow,
point is.
Yellow, white, and
I
red
did,
ones.
Those were legit straws. They're more legit than the current straws.
Well, the current straws get soggy in the bottom of my drink because they're horrendous.
Even the other ones, though, that are still plastic, they're trash compared to those old school straws.
Those are good straws.
Those were good straws.
Why are you keeping a straw that's that old, though? How does that even happen?
I don't know why he keeps it.
Maybe by accident it was in the drawer.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, just everybody has a junk drawer. I got stuff in the junk drawer from when I got the house. Now, that's only like 6 years now. But what if I stayed in the house? I'd have stuff in the junk drawer for 30 years.
Might never go to it. Could be worse. Yeah, like $2,000.
Yeah.
That's a good look. All right. So six doctors ran an interesting experiment because they had a little bit of an issue that they were realizing with kids that would come in and check in with them. Kids are swallowing Legos. It happens.
Yeah,
so what the doctors did, these six doctors got together and they each swallowed a Lego head to do an experiment on whether or not there could be any type of ill effects from it. And they counted the amount of time that would pass, searched through the stool. They even gave, as they dubbed it, a found and retrieved time. So a fart score was what they gave to how long it took each of them to pass. So a couple days was the normal estimate, and everything came out healthy.
These are our doctors, and this is
their doctors.
And this is what they're doing.
That's a medical school and everything.
Now, why are they being? I would have found a volunteer willing to do that. These guys. That means each time they had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
they were checking.
Oh yeah, I know it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Shout out to our healthcare workers
and fighting the good fight. Things out there, these health things where they want you to do that and collect it yourself and mail it off or whatever. I never could do that.
No.
Like, I know I can't do that. First of all, my instinct would be to just be gone with it. It's just gone. Now you got
to
remember and then
to
put
not
it,
flush it
and then put it in a bag.
Yeah,
and these dudes are searching for a small Lego head.
And to prove what point, you know it's not hurting the kids. Just tell them they'll be fine.
The kids been eating Legos forever. How many have died from maybe one in the history of the earth?
That.
Saying, no, everybody's fine.
Yeah, it's no problem. Worthless study. But anyway, last one here. An aggressive turkey is causing chaos in a Minnesota neighborhood. So residents of a Minnesota town say they're under attack from a turkey to the point where neighbors and children have to carry sticks when they walk to school to protect them from the turkey. This lady, Rachel Gross, was saying the turkey has been attacking people, damaging her car. She's, like, terrified of this thing. And Minnesota's saying that it's the worst bird-related vicious attack since 5 years ago in the NFC Championship game.
Oh, wow, that's good work.
That one.
Look at that one. See, I was going to make a joke that after the Flyers dropped the mitts four times last night in Minnesota, this happened. But that was way better.
Listen, we're fantastic. Going next level. I'm going to be short on time, but I'm not short on
turkeys
jokes.
Turkeys are mean, man.
I've seen other videos. There was one in England that was going after people. They were terrorizing
They're
kids.
They're jerks.
I would cook a turkey.
That's what I would do. I would have some sort of fire of some kind. And when it attacks me, oh, you won't get too close to the flames. You know what happens.
The issue is you can't swing at the head because the head's too small and the neck's too long. You got to get the body shots in.
Huh.
Now, listen, this is just next level turkey advice. If you ever come face
nothing
to
better
face,
than a nine iron.
I've thought about it. Yeah, that's true. Wrap it around their neck. That's probably animal abuse. Probably shouldn't say that.
If it's attacking you, it's self-defense.
Actually, you know what authorities are saying? They can't do anything about it. And the last resort is removing the turkey. Just get rid of the damn turkey.
Yeah, just move the turkey. Make the turkey walk back.
Move the turkey like 10 miles. I'll probably come back.
It's just proof that Minnesota does not have good defense against anything these
days. There's one. My mother goes to a place in Connecticut every morning to get her coffee. There's a damn turkey in the parking lot every day.
Yeah, see, we gotta get them under control. That's why we should have made the I'm just glad we picked the eagle and not the turkey.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Because turkey was a finalist for the National Protected Bird.
Really?
Yeah, it was a turkey. Because there's so many of them that were finalists, and we picked the eagle. We went with the right one.
How are you supposed to protect it around Thanksgiving?
Well, this was hundreds of years ago. You might have ate good food on Thanksgiving instead of that crap bird. Oh, all right, 610-632-0975. Rich, DSP, James, we got a 5 o'clock hour. I mean, it's going to be the best 5 o'clock hour in the history of this industry. And we'll be back here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Best show ever, 610-632-0975. We are working for the weekend, especially when the weekend is the NFC Championship game for your Philadelphia Eagles. You heard a smattering of frauds who live here and are 49ers fans. Not as many as the Giants fans last week who were all of them, you know. I don't feel bad for them, you know. I feel bad for them more than if they were Dallas fans.
Well, they chose this. And don't let them fool you and think, well, my parent. No. You could have chose to be part of the community here in this area.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, thank you.
Very good point.
Thank you so much.
Well, yeah, very good point. But overall, we've been talking about the Eagles, and if you're just tuning in, just getting off work, whatever it might be, our official opinion is the Eagles are better, so they're going to win. Not that the 49ers are bad. Not that they're going to win by a million. That the Eagles are better. And because of that, they're going to win. And the biggest area where I think they have a big advantage is defensive line versus the 49ers offensive line. Yes, and I realize, oh, how fearsome, whatever. And quarterback. Jalen Hurts, to me, is light years better than Brock Purdy. And Jalen Hurts will be home sleeping in his own bed while Brock Purdy and then will be on the road. And he has not won a road playoff game yet. And if you want to say that he's going to be Tom Brady, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame, so be it. I don't believe that's going to happen.
Not that Vegas is everything, but if you look at the other game that's going on in the AFC, that 1 point, it keeps shifting, it's back and forth and all this. Now there's a lot of medical stuff going on with the quarterback and whatnot in Kansas City, but just looking at the way that that is and looking at the comfortable 3-point spread for the Eagles at home, like I said, it's not everything, but there is some substance to the difference in those two games.
Absolutely. It just is. It's just, this is not the same.
You could even make the argument. And I know the base is a 3-point spread favorite at home is the base, but when you get to this point of the season, things do change a little bit. Mm-hmm. Being a 3-point home favorite right now in this circumstance, NFC Championship game, that's thicker than a standard 3-point line, let's say, than in a regular season.
Yes.
It's also 22 starters ready to go. I mean, anything you look at right now with the Eagles, everything's kind of falling their way in a good way. I mean, even with Lane Johnson coming on, or with the injury, I shouldn't even say coming off of an injury, but he's standing up to it. You know, he's one of those guys that wants to be in the trenches with the rest of his teammates. Avante Maddox coming back. Now all of a sudden you've got a full house. I mean, that to me is everything. When you are back with 22 starters, are you kidding me?
It's almost impossible. Not really, but you got it's crazy to be in this position, the final game before the Super Bowl, and you have everyone rocking.
That's unreal.
They're missing Sipos, the God.
Oh,
they're missing him.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, starting 22. We said the starting 22.
We're talking about football players.
22
football players. You do acknowledge that punters and kickers aren't football players, right?
Yeah,
they're not football players.
Yeah.
Like, imagine you go out to a bar.
They dress for a football game.
Imagine you go out to a bar and you see a guy And the girl goes up to him and says, "Oh, what do you do for a living?" "Oh, I play for the Eagles." "Oh, yeah, what position?" They say kicker or punter. That's not going to get the job done.
Here's my issue.
That's not going to get
Jake
the job
Elliott
done.
Does well for himself, but I mean, I get your point.
He does well for maybe because he's rich or because he met her in college. He not because he's a football player. That doesn't help him.
If Connor was in the position of a kicker or a punter, my problem is
he would use it.
Oh, man, would
well,
he?
You would use it.
I'd use the position
ever.
I'm in now. If I was playing professional football, are you kidding me? I would wear a name tag that says, "Hello, I play for the Eagles."
But you wouldn't really
and I'm
play
the kicker.
For the Eagles.
Fine. Hello, I kick
and
for the
what?
Eagles.
Guess what? We'll be scrolling on TikTok, and he's going to be getting carried by some blonde on his feed like Britton Covey.
Listen,
is.
By the way, there's a blonde that looks like that wants to carry me.
You do what you want. Girl. You do what Sorry. You want. The kicker's important.
What are we going to do?
I mean, look at what
guy?
Happened with the Dallas Cowboys and that Maher character.
That's a different argument. You're
I mean,
about
you have Jake Elliott here who's been steady for years. I think that's something that you take for granted.
You're talking about something different.
I'm talking about soccer.
No, I'm saying he's not a football player.
No, not really.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying they're not important. I'm saying, unfortunately, NFL rules allow those guys to be important. I would have made the rules to where to minimize those guys because I want football players playing football.
Why don't they start this? You get the ball at the 2-yard line. That's a 1-pointer. You get it at the 8-yard line or something. It's a 2-pointer.
Because that, again, puts more emphasis on the kickers. You're making rules to
no,
make them
take
more
away
important.
The kickers. I'm
Makes it more
about.
Important because now they're like, oh, no.
No,
it's
I'm talking
strategy.
Just completely
no,
do
not,
away with the kickers.
You're not allowed to kick at all in his
At all.
You're not allowed to kick at all.
No, yes. No kickers on the team at all.
So you're always going for it after a touchdown.
Get the ball into the 20-yard line and go.
Well, I'm fine with that. I'm great with that.
Yeah, can we just make it 7? You get in the end zone, it's 7.
Just 7.
Forget the 2 point, the 1 point.
And then if you choose to go for 2, down it becomes 6, and you could be 8.
I like that.
Just a default 7.
Kickers are people, too.
They're people, but they're not football players. Mm. That's the key. Yeah. Oh, yeah? What about Ohio?
I'm pro kicker.
Ohio State's kicker against Georgia.
Yeah, that wasn't great. But college kickers aren't real.
Wait a minute.
Like,
that guy was highly ranked. That guy was highly ranked.
Even the highest ranked college kicker. There's like 2 of those guys that are any good.
By the way, you missed it. He called you T-Bone.
Did he?
Yeah. You didn't catch that?
Yeah, he did.
No.
Sorry.
No, I'm not listening to him.
Caught a T-Bone.
What?
I'm not listening to him. I mean, what are we doing here? Let's go back to the foes. Rich in South Jersey. You're on 97.5.
His time is limited right now.
What's up, Rich?
Hey, gentlemen. First time I got to call since it became the greatest show ever, and I am enjoying it and listening quite frequently.
Thank you. I'm going to put in for the name change.
Hey.
Replace best with greatest and remove the question mark. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, before I get to my point, you know, you were talking about turkeys, and they are nasty. There's a suburb of Philly, Pennsauken, where they are all over the place.
Have you ever heard of that place?
Yeah, I've heard of Pennsauken. They're on the other side of 130. But,
exactly.
Yeah, there's turkeys everywhere over there on the Lair side.
Yes.
With those fake San Francisco hills.
Exactly. And they are seriously nasty. They'll even attack the kids going to school. The parents will sit out there with the brooms, you know, to try to keep them away. But they're territorial. There's no question about it. Anyway, because I worked for the school district, so we used to get a lot of issues. We had them to call the police to see if they can monitor that issue. Irregardless, now I do some business with a company up in right by Giant Stadium, Secaucus, and one of the places they all go to is a big sports bar up there called Reds, you know, and they have buses that take these. I mean, this is seriously fanatical town. So last week during the Eagles game, every time the Eagles scored, I happened to call Reds up and played the Eagles fight song. They were freaking out over there, you know, and I know some people that were in there, and they said the bartenders were getting so aggravated with me doing that. But I like giving it to the Giants fans because they look down upon us. You know, listen, I hate the Cowboys. They'll always be number one hatred. But the Giants people think that we're crap down here. And they, you know, even all the years that, you know, they weren't good, you know, they still look down. They hate to see anything happen good in Philadelphia.
Well, you know, I'm glad we don't have to worry about them for a while.
You got to look at it this way, too. When we look up to New York, the Giants, we don't want to see them doing good either.
Actually, once the Eagles are out, I don't care.
Really?
I've actually rooted against Dallas. Once the Eagles are out, the Giants, I don't actually care.
Because you don't think they're ever going to win again.
No, it's not that. It's just I don't.
They're irrelevant.
Yeah, they're just not relevant in my world.
It's hard because it's been so long, but I have to imagine, just like the Ben Simmons thing. I thought I was over the Ben Simmons thing. Then I saw Joel Embiid post him up, and I'm like, okay, I think I'm right back at it. If I was to have to watch a Giants team in the NFC Championship, my hatred would probably start reaching a level that it hasn't been in quite some time.
See, I likely wouldn't watch the game.
Oh, I couldn't.
You know what pissed me off more? Watching him on Twitter get fake hit in the nose, and he had to leave the game.
Who's this?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, Ben. Well, he's a fraud.
He took himself out. Yeah, well.
And his coach called him out for it.
Yeah, because, you know, he is who and what he is, after all. You know, that's all he can be. 610-632-0975. DSP on a cell. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, DSP.
Yeah, yo, come on. They don't even let me know what I'm coming on, Ty. How y'all doing? Ricky.
What's up?
How y'all doing, man? Anyway, I'm excited about this weekend, as I already said to y'all yesterday. I wish Tom or Matthew would let me know when I'm coming on. But other
enough,
than that,
man, you came on and you're on now. Why you're wasting your time complaining?
Okay, listen. Why you being so mean to me, yo? Like, okay. So listen,
you came on complaining about other staff members multiple times. I defend the staff members because they're working hard. If they didn't get to you, we apologize. But you literally are on the air, and you're complaining about them while on the air. I'm going to have to back up the people I work with 100 times out of 100.
55 seconds in.
I know that, Tom. My fault.
What are you all thinking about the game, DSP? What do you got?
I love the game. I think we're going to rip them a new butthole, and I'm ready. I'm so excited. I can't wait. That's all.
No, that's good. No. It's
good
all
finish
good.
To that 1 minute and 20-second call.
Yeah, it's all good. Thanks for the call, man. It's just like, listen, I don't have it. There are other people that have worked here in the past were great on abuse of people. I'm not about that. You talk bad about the people that work for the show. I got a problem with you, not with him, because the deal is probably doing something. Because he doesn't just answer the phones.
Yeah, he breaks staplers.
Breaks staplers.
He's probably messing with my soundboard.
Yeah. He probably is, but that's an integral part of the show.
You're right.
We're nothing without it.
That was comedy.
Nothing.
Won't see him no more.
610-632-0975. James, Dave, we'll get to you on the other side. We'll also get to our question of the day as well. We still got football picks to make. We got a million things to do. And today's show is brought to you by Valley Forge Tourism and Convention Board. Explore the winter wonderland at his Valley Forge in Montgomery County with can't-miss activities, family-friendly attractions, and so much more. Plan your visit to Valley Forge and Montgomery County at valleyforge.org. We'll be back on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
NBC Sports Philadelphia show ever, 610-632-0975. Time to get to our question of the day. The phone number for that is 610-771-9705. 610-771-9705 to answer that. Connor, do you have that question of the day today?
And go ahead and grab it real quick. You got it on yours?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. There
it
is. All right. Sorry about that.
All good. Who will win MVP of the NFC Championship game? Who will be the MVP of the game? Will it be an obvious thing like the quarterback? Will it be a defensive player? Who will be the MVP of the NFC Championship game? You answer that at 610-771-9705. There was someone very mad because when I put it on the station account, I put that maybe it's Miles Sanders.
Why are they mad? I don't get it. It can't be Sanders?
Yeah, they were like, oh, yeah. I was like, why couldn't it be?
This is where I'm having difficulty, because I definitely think they're leaning in the passing game. For it to be A.J. Brown, then the quarterback numbers are through the roof.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then it becomes Jalen Hurts. But my projection would be A.J. Brown.
Yeah, who
knows? I'm going Hurts. I think the quarterbacks get all the glory.
They do.
I really do. I think, let's face it, if he throws to A.J. Brown, if he throws two touchdowns to him, he gets that yardage and touchdowns.
Yeah.
And then what if he runs one in? I mean, a lot of different things could happen, but I think Jalen Hurts.
And then the guy yesterday who called in about Scott Rowland that was talking drivel, he's mad at me on social media.
Why?
I don't know.
What was his take again?
It was
he
all
hated
over
him?
The place. Yeah, he hated
him. Yeah, he's one that really did not.
Well, how long? He's mad that he was on for over 2 minutes. I mean.
Do you have to explain again?
You took it right out of my mouth. Do we have to explain
this
again?
You get 2 minutes.
2 minutes. And if it's good, we'll give you 2:30. If it's good.
If it's really bad, you get 1:20.
Yeah.
Well, that's on them. You can control your destiny. Don't be mad at us.
Right.
For instance, that last caller we had took 55 seconds.
To complain about Dylan.
Yeah, complaining about Dylan, who works with us and answers the phones in a great way. And then he wasted half of his time.
Yeah, that's not simple. That's not our fault. Listen, it is what it is. So anyway, you can answer that because the default is always the quarterback. Obviously. Connor, do you got a suggestion? Who you think's going to be
MVP? I mean, it's got to be Hurts. Like, I'd want to go A.J. Brown. I think A.J. Brown's the biggest impact maker when the game's all said and done, but they're going to give it to Hurts.
All right, but if it looks like it looked last week, it probably would have been Gainwell.
Yeah.
I'm saying, so if it looks similar where Hurts is sharp but doesn't have to do too much and they're handing it off, running right at that defense.
But Hurts threw for two last week.
And
they probably
one.
How about still,
CJG
still
with a big-time interception?
I still think Slay's due for one.
He is.
I still think he's due for one.
If it's going to be anyone on the defense, I'd be shocked if it's not Reddick.
See, I think they might key and throw extra guys to Reddick, open it up for somebody else.
Okay.
Sweat.
What if Sweat is busting Williams' butt and now they're out of ideas because they're great left tackle is getting slammed around by a Club Tyrone member.
Wow.
And let me tell you, I'm passing out Club Tyrone shirts if Josh Sweat has multiple sacks. I'm passing them out all over the place, all over the city. You'll see people with them. But anyway, let's go to the, but you can answer that 610-771-9705. Let's go back to the phones here with James in Pottsville. You're on 97.5 for that.
Hey, what's up, guys? Everybody have a great weekend. We're going to get this W, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, and you need to utilize a block button on some of these callers. But anyway, what's going to happen this weekend is I really want to see the Eagles be up-tempo, wearing that defense down. I feel the whole team has to be, in sync, man. And we're going to do it. A.J. Brown, he's going to get the dust off, man, and just blow past everybody, man. Get his work in, get them touchdowns. And I think once that tempo is moving, man, it's gonna go over to the defensive end also. And who I'm saying is gonna be the player of the game, I'm going with C.J. Gardner-Johnson, man. I want to see Ayuk in the slot and have C.J. shut him down, man.
Well, Avante
Maddox is playing.
Avante will be back.
I forgot.
Which is better? I mean, C.J. could be a ball hawk in that secondary and go snag an interception.
Yeah. And also, one adjustment I would love to see, just think about it, and I'm not trying to down talk Covey, our punt returner and kickoff returner. I would love to see Boston Scott getting there. Not because he's one of my favorites, but I just want to see a different pace.
Hold on.
He's one of your favorites.
I guess he's one of your favorites, and you want to see an adjustment. Didn't last week work pretty well? With Sanders being the main and then Gainwell coming in and then
the adjustment is only in punt returns, not him as the main running back.
Covey is the punt returner. Thanks for the call.
Covey's gotten better. At least he's made some runs. If you remember the first couple games, everything was negative to like 5 yards at the most.
He literally only had 4 fair catches last year.
He still gets ragdolled every time he gets touched by
a Look at the size of him.
Yeah,
but there's been other
His wife throws him around after the game.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, we don't need to talk about the man's personal life like that, Ricky.
No, they put it on social media.
I was talking about.
Good
never mind.
Yeah,
thanks,
see?
Ty.
See?
Didn't Ricky let him do it. That's right. Don't mess with her either.
What are you doing? See, you go and see? This is what I'm saying. It's always you as the wild card.
Yeah, you got to have a wild card.
All right, it's always you. You're the type person, like in that episode of Always Sunny.
Yeah, cut the brakes.
Cut the brakes.
Wild card.
Wild card.
You knew where you were going. Come on.
That was a good pull. Yeah. You know where I was going.
Sometimes I have it, sometimes I don't.
Nah,
wild card.
You redeemed yourself quite well there, I must admit.
That's right, T-Bone.
I must admit.
Oh, God, then he goes T-Bone. Yeah.
You know, that's right.
Now he's never know. Now he's weaving back here.
Now he's going backwards. Yeah.
Oh, man. You had a good run.
Rope-a-dope.
A good short run.
I made it most of the way. We got 30 minutes.
There you go. David Philly, you're on 97.5.
fanatic.
Dave.
Tackle, how you doing?
What's up, Dave?
What you got?
How you doing? Listen, I'm very excited for the Eagles game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pumped. I'm ready. Too bad I can't hang out with y'all. I would love to hang out with y'all, but I'm disabled, but I'm going to hang out at home.
I wish you could hang out with us at the watch party out there in Westchester as well.
I know. Hey, Booty, what's up, my man? You cool with me?
Oh, yeah. Booty doesn't have a microphone, but he hears
it. Okay, so what's up, Connor?
Hey, man, how you doing?
All right. Hey, brother Rick.
What's up?
How's my brother?
Good. How are you?
All right. Listen, man, I'm with you. I heard about y'all giving out some Tyrone shirts. Can I get one, brother?
Yeah, if they win.
Okay, if they win, yeah, look me up, man. If they win, I will wear that shirt. I'll wear it to the Super Bowl.
I love it, Dave. We're just as ready for this game as you are.
Right. It's that Davis Cherry from West Philly.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the call, brother. Booney doesn't have a Club Tyrone shirt yet. I forgot.
I don't have one either. I want to do the whole show rocking the Club Tyrone.
Well, we'll do it. We'll do it. We need sweat to come through.
Okay. Or Justin Anderson.
Or we need Mailata to have a great week against Bosa.
There you go.
Josh Sweat to do what he does.
What else we got on the Eagles? Is that it?
I think that's it.
That might be it.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
But then on the Sixers, you know, Justin Anderson's always available for a 10-day. We love him.
He's going to come
Moniak out west.
He's going to come up and tear it up.
Shake Moniak. Wait a minute. Shake Milton.
Yeah, he was one.
Shake Milton has been on there. He's an OG.
Yeah.
He's been balling.
Yeah, wherever you need him, too. You know,
Stubbsy, if Israel wins the WBC.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold your breath.
Stubbs is
playing for Israel.
Stubbs is going to have some big hits.
My issue is not him playing. My issue is Israel wins.
He's going to have some big hits. You know,
he's going to go like 30 for 30.
I still think, there's a lot of hope for some more people out there, Club Tyrone, that have been jettisoned. Farabee. Still believe in Farabee. There's still a lot of the bone.
Was Frosty in there?
Frosty wasn't.
He wasn't in there?
No.
Are you just saying Farabee, that now?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, okay.
There
was discussion of Frosty. It wasn't approved. It wasn't.
Well, Hector. Fault. Hector hooked you up.
Hector Neris is in there.
That's
He's got a ring.
That's my favorite.
Unfortunately, we have a Club Tyrone night during the summer for Hector.
Oh, yeah?
He's a member. It's unfortunate. It's going to make it tough. We got drink specials and everything. Mm. And unfortunately, on the big, big screen, we got to show his.
Oh, against Cassidy.
Yeah, we have to show that on the loop.
It's a big at bat. Bases 30, loaded.
At one point for 30 straight minutes, we have to show it.
That was bases loaded, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was his call. You know, so.
Not one strike thrown.
Yeah, but it was a strikeout.
Well, they show three times this week, and every day is Castellanos Ricochet.
I don't even know how this would happen.
It was because that caller said we need to mix in baseball. So one every single day.
There it is. That was the baseball minute. 610-632-0975. Laura and Carmen, we will get to you before we get to the answering machine and the question of the day here on 97.5 The Fanatic NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I'm the Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia, best show ever, 610-632-0975. And, just now on the radio side, you heard the best of throughout the day. And now it's time for our final Twitter poll numbers with Connor Thomas, who's in for Jen Skorda.
Thanks, Ty. Our Twitter poll again today. Which of the following will make the biggest impact in Sunday's NFC Championship game? Your options, Jalen Hurts, Eagles defense, Brock Purdy, or 49ers defense. Hurts is our winner with 52% of our over 500 votes. Eagles defense got 40%. 49ers defense with a nice 5%, and Brock Purdy with a cool 3% there.
There you go. The people got it. I think the people have it right. Yes, we still have our picks for the games coming up, and also the best show ever out of context also coming up as well. Uh-oh. You a little worried about the out of context?
I always am.
Well,
I seem to be the one that gets targeted.
No. Last week it was Ricky.
I was on there twice.
Yeah. So you never know.
You cry, baby.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm just saying.
Come on.
You said a little bit like that.
Well, if I did, I apologize. I didn't mean it like that. So if I did, seriously, I'm sorry.
No, you didn't say it like that. It's all good.
We should target Jen, considering she's not here.
Well, you can't. She didn't say anything out of context.
She wasn't here all week.
She wasn't here all week.
How do we know she didn't win the big bucks and pull the old dimples? There it is.
Because she's been answering the text messages.
Well, of course, from Cabo.
No. Once she hits the money, we're not going to hear from her, period.
You're probably right.
She said we're not hearing from her again. Hey, she's not answering text messages.
Yeah, but she's got to act like she's not here for a different reason.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked. She's playing a game with us,
and then next Monday when she doesn't show up,
maybe she's hanging out with Brad Pitt.
Well, speaking of that.
Yeah.
We'll have Laura answer. This is one of the few times where I think Laura's the perfect person for this. Laura Rockledge. So we go back to the phones. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. How are you today, Laura?
I am well, fellas.
Okay, well, hold on. Before you get to your sports point, here it is. Hypothetically. Okay? Mm-hmm. You're single.
Mm-hmm.
This gentleman is single. Mm-hmm. You happen to be out at a bar. And he asked you for a nice dinner. That guy is Brad Pitt. Do you say yes or no?
I'm going to go no.
What? This is insane. So that's now the third woman in a row that has said no to Brad Pitt.
That's a
violation.
Yeah. No.
What do you mean?
No to Brad Pitt. He's a beautiful man.
I mean, is he? Have you seen him actually live?
Are we going to say he's not good looking?
Laura, how about Zac Efron?
No, it's not about Brad Pitt now.
You're going to tell me Brad Pitt's not a beautiful man?
It's not all about looks, though. I mean, you know, he could be...
In this scenario, Laura, it is. It is solely about looks, what we're talking about. We didn't really mean dinner. Dinner was a euphemism, Laura.
Well, can I pick somebody else?
No.
What is this?
My gosh,
we're giving him to you.
Yeah, we're giving women Brad Pitt hypothetically.
That's three women today that turned you down.
No. Like 20 years ago, maybe.
Oh my goodness, Laura.
I kid you not, Laura. You are the third woman to turn this down today.
To turn down Brad Pitt.
Because we know what the hell we're talking about.
I don't think you do.
No. I don't think you've seen the movie Troy. I don't think you've seen Fight Club.
You know, all right. So do I still get my full time, or is that the end of this?
No, you know what? I don't know if you do.
You didn't deserve full time. But what's your PSA for Sunday today, Laura? Right. Go ahead.
All right. Can I real quickly, though. Connor, can you do me a solid...
Depends on what it is.
That Best Show Ever poster right over your right shoulder there. Do you have like push pins or a stapler or something that you can like push that into the wall? It's been setting my OCD.
Now this is the beginning of the two minutes.
Can you get into the PSA?
What the hell's wrong with it?
All right. Public service announcement or public safety announcement.
Yes.
Whatever you want to take it. Friends and family of people who are actually diehard Eagles fans, please stop at this point throwing your two cents in about like, oh, I don't know. I might be worried about you haven't watched one game, not ever. You're reading some crap off of your Kindle or something.
Correct.
You might get tired in your sleep. So just shut up and stop putting it out in the air.
Yeah, as figuratively murdering your sleep. Laura, that was a good recovery. Yes.
Thank goodness.
I hate those relatives that want to jump in now. You've been watching on, you know, Eagles fans will break your heart. Like, you know, the Eagles, you know, it's hard to be a Philadelphia fan. You got these people that try to jump in late with that mess. So that actually ended up being a good recovery. What is this? What are wrong with us? What is everybody? Why are these women turning down Brad Pitt?
I don't know.
Have they not seen him?
I'll tell you. I took a push out of the...
Excuse me.
What did you take?
You did what?
Uh-oh.
That's right.
I took a push pin. You almost out did it again. To make Laura more upset.
Woo!
And I'm going to take myself out of this conversation. You guys are saying? Oh, my God.
I don't know what's wrong with the sign. Now, that's going to bother me.
Nothing.
Nothing's
wrong
with
it. There, I don't know.
No, he said over Hunter's right shoulder.
No, over his.
Yeah, it's just. I don't even know what's in there. She was upset the bottom wasn't pushpinned. So then I took one of the pushpins out of the top, so it's even less balanced.
Good.
Because she's turning out Brad Pitt. Ridiculous.
Third person today, Brad. We got your back.
Man. Isn't that hard? But we. And this all stems from yesterday's conversation. If we hypothetically say that you are a single individual. And you're going to have some fun with
another single individual
who happens to be at the top of their
high profile actor, actress, singer, whatever.
Well, the answer is always yes. Always yes.
If it's not yes, then it's hell yes. But I'll tell you what, it's not. It's not all these no's that have been flying around.
Can I pick someone else?
You gave us one during the break, and we both said yes.
Well, Connor, you can redeem yourself right now.
I'll say yes already.
No, here comes in. There he is. That's problematic again. Problematic Tom.
Okay, go ahead.
Christina Aguilera.
No doubt. Say less.
See how quick he did that?
Yeah. Come on.
Come on, people.
What are we talking about here?
What are we doing here?
We know what we're talking about.
I mean, what's happening right now?
I don't understand.
Brad Pitt's been on every magazine cover. Have you not seen? He makes great movies, too.
He's a Moneyball.
He's a great actor, too. He's an Academy Award winner. You never saw Seven?
Oceans?
They didn't see
all of them?
Any of the Oceans movies?
What does that mean they think about us?
Oh, man, we're hot garbage.
Yeah.
If they're turning out Brad Pitt, we got no chance.
Unreal.
We're getting thrown into the dumpster. Are you kidding me?
Goodness gracious.
That's a great point by you, Connor.
Man, I had to look at Connor.
One of the few.
What a job you're doing there.
You did a hell of a job today.
Good job, man. Wow.
Besides the trying to say pushpins.
Nah, that made it better.
Made our day better.
Carmen in Delaware. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Carmen.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay.
What do you have for the Eagles today?
Oh, I am.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to make the comment about Covey.
Yes.
As our return man. That's like having a piece of wood on the line. He never moves. Now, I understand he was a walk-on here. Let's walk him off.
Carmen!
There you go, Carmen! Talk that talk!
Austin Scott as our return man.
So that's another vote.
That's two.
That all year long, it's been Covey. Then special for the 49ers, they go back there thinking they're kicking the Covey, and instead it's Boston Scott.
Carmen, you just want to give him the boot.
Yes, and I've got to tell, this is the best show on television. You've been on how long, about 6 or 7 months?
Coming up on six months.
I love it.
Thank you, Carmen.
Carmen, we love you.
Carmen, we love you. I just want to say thank you so much for the kind words.
She can call in whenever she wants.
I'm getting emotional. Thank you so much, Carmen. You have a great weekend, all right?
Okay, and I predict a blowout for the Eagles.
Yeah, you know what? Now I'm believing it. If Carmen says it, the Eagles are going to blow them out, Carmen. Make sure you call again, Carmen. We appreciate it. Oh, man.
I'd take Carmen out to dinner. Get these girls to take Brad Pitt.
I'd take Carmen. Carmen was great.
Man,
that's all it takes, ladies.
What? I don't know.
No, I'm just getting a little upset now because Brad Pitt's a good-looking individual.
Of course he is.
Okay, is that fair to say?
I wasn't joking when I said he's a beautiful man. I'm not ashamed to say that.
He's a good-looking guy.
Yes, absolutely.
And all these women would turn him down. They are all F-O-S.
Yes, indeed. And now it's time to find out if anybody else was, as we have the best show ever, out of context.
All right, let's get rolling. Here is what we have to start.
I thought Gabe Kapler was going to be God here.
I love that. That's going to be so
great. That's his favorite now.
Well, I mean, dude, I knew you loved Gabe Kapler the moment he stepped in uniform in a film.
By the way, he is sarcastic. FOS, too.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. That's why it was
Gabe
funny.
Kapler.
Because he was trying to play around, and now you guys are weaponizing it.
Well, we got another
isn't
one.
Isn't that the point?
All right, well, let's see the next one.
Another one for Ricky here.
Start scratching.
Start scratching what? What are you scratching?
That was awesome yesterday.
You want to know what I'm scratching?
We were talking about lotto tickets.
Yeah.
We were talking about lotto tickets. That was the context of it.
Really? That's what you were scratching? Because this next one.
Let's go commando doing this, though.
Dude.
I don't know about all that.
The more we learn.
Who made these today, by the way?
Wait a minute.
Son
what were you talking about?
I don't remember.
You said you do TV shows.
Yeah,
come in.
Yeah, that's so what it was. He does pre and post live.
So come what? In. It's hot in the summer. You got to let it breathe.
Oh, I can't take my shirt off in the car, but you can go.
He's in there with no drawers.
Listen.
See?
I got clothes on. Yep. I just don't have the drawers on.
You know Connor what? Doesn't look so crazy now, does he?
I'm Team Connor on this
that's
one.
Right. Get that for out of context.
By the way, hold on. Time out. Time out. Of course you're Team Connor because it's
that's what happens right every time with a producer.
Commando pre and post or driving with your shirt off. What's worse?
I think Commando pre and post.
It's worse, definitely.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Do we have any more?
Oh, yeah, we do. I've only been here for 3 days this week, but I got. Fiance's just fancy dating.
It's not wrong.
See,
fiance is not just fancy dating.
I think it's the literal translation in French is fancy dating.
I don't think it is.
I'm not a Frenchman.
We got a text message. We did not get a text message. We got a tweet from Jen Scordo.
Yes.
I'm not turning down Brad Pitt.
There you go, Jen.
Thank you.
What is going on?
That's why she's
part
of...
That's our girl.
Yeah, that's why she's part of the crew. She knows.
Also, Monica Lewis says, give me Brad Pitt any day. Thank you, Monica.
Yeah, see? Got some smarter people.
Normal people.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Ty, your turn.
Call me T-Bone.
Your wish is our command.
All right. Yeah,
that's a great one, T-Bone.
Yeah, that was a good one. All right.
T-Bone. What?
Call me T-Bone.
Who?
What's the last one? Julie and Lori. The future. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel very comfortable.
That's a good one right
there. I stand by that, actually. Julie and Lori. The future. Yes, he is the future.
Love that.
He is the future.
All right, we're good.
Do you see the Viva Las Vegas music up there? It is now time for our preferred picks of the week. Yes. Someone called and said Brad Pitt wears a hairpiece. So? And I don't even know if that's true.
I'm not sure.
Ricky Bo.
Yeah, I'm going Chiefs. I'll make it simple because I'm out of the race. And I'm going Eagles, Chiefs.
Eagles, Chiefs. All right. I am next. I am going Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs. Jen and Dylan are going Eagles and Bengals.
And I have Eagles Chiefs. Now, this is where it gets interesting.
Hold on. My final number, this is as of right now, is what we're taking, right? It's Eagles -3.
Yep.
Chiefs -1.5.
That is the number that is locked in that we will be working off
Dylan,
of.
Dylan, you got that, correct?
Yes, 3 and 1.5. That line has been as high as Bengals 2.5, and now up to Chiefs 1.5. This has been the wildest roller coaster betting line ever.
Complete flip-flop.
Yeah, just incredible line. And what was yours?
Yeah, so I'm going Eagles and Chiefs as well. But me and Jen are one game separate.
Yes.
So we could be tied heading into the Super Bowl.
Yes. Jen has both Jen and Dylan have the Eagles and the Bengals.
Now, this is the problem. Dylan cheat.
How so?
I know
he
Dylan
can do whatever he wants.
I know Dylan told Jen that you picked the Chiefs.
You think so?
I'm sure of it.
Actually, I don't know, because he said it to us right then
Here's
and there.
Here's why I'll disagree. I sent him my picks, and then I saw his reaction of, oh, that's good, because Jen already sent me hers.
Or, oh, that's good.
He lied?
I told Jen.
He's not thinking that far ahead. I don't think he was.
All right, you sure?
Jen sliding 10 spot underneath?
Stop it.
No, you know she's tight with
First
money.
First off, if the Chiefs win.
She's tight with money.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely tight with money. Yeah, $10.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, maybe $5.
A dollar?
Well, maybe she gave him a dollar. Dylan is cheap. So, yes. All right. Now, this week, Jen will, I think she will be back on Monday, everybody. We want Jen to get well soon. But I got to say, Connor, you take a lot of flack around here. You did a heck of a job this week.
Oh, I appreciate you guys.
You did a heck of a job
this week. Thank you.
You did.
I'd like to get some sleep, but if you guys want me back, I'll be here.
Well, we hope that Jen is back. But
yeah, I know.
But if... And also, Laura just emailed fresh off the press for you, Connor.
Yeah.
You're a jerk, and she hopes you sit on that pushpin.
Oh!
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Wow. That hurts.
You don't
I was going to say I could
come
back.
That's not a joke. You don't want her on your bad side. Ask Hunter.
Yeah, ask Hunter. Real fast, before we get to the question of the day, in all seriousness, confidence level, I find myself, as the week has gone by, I've gotten more confident about the Eagles. How are you guys feeling as we get closer and closer to this game?
No, I'm the same way, dude. I'm ready. I'm not a big hype video guy, but I did watch the most recent Eagles one that they put out there on Twitter with Brian Dawkins. It's no joke.
Aren't you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Ricky Bowe, are you more confident today than you were even on Monday?
I've been pretty confident the whole way along. Yeah, the more I think about it, I told you, I literally tried to live that flight for Brock Purdy over here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, there's got to be nerves going through his body. No matter how what the outer crust shows, there's always something stirring on the inside. Remember that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Also, another person named Janine from Instagram says, I wouldn't go for Brad Pitt either. Good looking, absolutely. But he's a cheater with a ton of kids. Women are mad about Jennifer.
We're talking about...
It's a hypothetical. Do people not understand hypotheticals?
Listen. It's time for us to get to the answering machine.
You don't have to marry the guy.
And the question of the day.
This is the question of the day. Let's go to the answering machine.
I'm really confused right now. This week we've had people turn down Brad Pitt, Pamela Anderson, Britney Spears, not Connor. He wouldn't turn that down.
I'll turn down much.
He'll be at the garage tonight, women.
Yes, ladies out there. You know, he'll be at garage tonight. He'll be roped off in a corner. You go over there and talk to him.
Yeah, one at a time, please. I don't like to be crowded.
610-771-9770.
No attitude there.
Is the number for future reference. 610-771-9770.
He's on top of his game today.
Woo!
Jen, who?
The question was, who will be MVP of the NFC Championship game? Let's hear what the people had to say.
MVP of the NFC Championship game will be Jalen Hurts, because he's going to ball out on Sunday and show all the national media that he is legit, the true quarterback.
I love it. Love it. Absolutely love it.
I think it's going to be Goddard. I think he's going to have like maybe 3 touchdown passes in the 20 in the red zone.
Bigger problem, who's throwing them those passes?
But, no, if he gets 3 of them, unless Hurts throws 5 or 6, if he gets 3 and that's all 3 of Hurts, it would be Goddard.
Wow.
Devontae Smith with over 100 yards, including 10 receptions and 2 touchdowns.
All right.
That would get it. The over 100 and the 2 touchdowns. That would get,
well, thanks to Booty. Thanks to Dylan. Up next on the radio side, Devon Givens on TV Birds Huddle. Go Birds. We'll talk to everybody Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.